Marin. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
God and good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, self-righteous victims of all sorts, people who've had enough and just want to eat some ice cream, liberal bullies, one and all. How are you? Mark Riley, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Mark Maron. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm starting to feel better, you know. I've had my own problems the last few days. I've had my own cranky, sad, mourning, grieving, angry time. You know, yesterday kind of came to a head, dude. I don't know if you knew it, but just underneath the surface of this brain, yeah, this face on this show, I was about to lose it.
Man. A raging mass.
I was about to lose it. I didn't know where to put the anger. I was like, do I put it on me? Do I put it on Riley? Do I put it on the Democratic Party? Do I put it on, you know?
And you found some place to put it.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. Eventually, what happened is, what usually happens is, I short-circuited later in the afternoon, and we went out, me and Kalo and Brendan P.W. McDonald, Dan.
Yeah, y'all went to Aiello's, man.
Son of Lewis
upset.
And Linda Pashman went to Aiello's and had a bunch of chicken wings and some laughs.
Chicken wings are the best therapy.
Kinda. I mean, I want them a little hotter. I think I got to get them hotter. You know what's starting to bother me though? It's like I was watching TV yesterday a bit, and Clinton, President Bill Clinton,
yes,
spoke at Hamilton College, I believe, upstate New York.
Right.
And I don't understand. Like I called Clutch Larson. I'm like, can we get a transcript of that? Can we get some sound on that? It's like, well, I don't know. There isn't any. Like there are people that have Grateful Dead song lineups from 1969. There are people that have Grateful Dead albums and bootleg tapes. Dating back to the early 70s, but the Democratic Party can't get their crap together enough to, post it, to have one guy, like, you know what, let's put a guy on Clinton. Wherever he speaks and does question and answers, why don't we have a guy transcribe that and make it available to people who are part of the Democratic Party and want to hear what that guy has to say about it.
Are you mocking Al Franken with that Grateful Dead stuff?
No, I'm a Dead fan. I really am. I'm not
mocking
Al Franken.
I just want to make sure.
I'm just saying that, like, it just seems to me that people as diverse as, Rush Limbaugh to that dude Dobson, the guy from the Jim Dobson, the Republican Party puts out talking points. Everyone's up to date biweekly, daily through their think tanks, and everybody gets on the same page. But we can't even get a guy, to transcribe Bill Clinton's, speeches and his question and answer periods and put it on a website so we can all see what the guy had to say at length and how he responded to questions about what's going on. It just seems to me that there are fundamental organizational problems that are driving me nuts.
Well, see, this is, I think, part and parcel, Mark, of a problem that the Democrats typically have after they lose elections. They break up into factions. So on the one hand, if the DNC were to put out that stuff, then people would say, well, they're just doing that because, they're trying to promote Hillary Clinton's candidacy for president.
Dude, am I wrong? Husband. Am I going crazy? Is there any way in hell that Hillary Clinton can be president? Am I going nuts? I mean, because my gut tells me no.
Well, see, your gut tells you no, but she's got a lot of support. She is one of the most prodigious fundraisers in the Democratic Party. She could make a serious run. She might not win, but you know what? Richard Nixon didn't win the first time either.
All right, but isn't so much of this stuff an inside job? We were talking to Kalo just a second ago about this pride of, what is it called, Kalo?
Pride of the Yankees?
Oh, no. No.
Different,
no,
pride.
It was a TV show on Fox.
Father of the Pride.
What is it?
Father of the Pride.
And it was in prime time. It was a cartoon. It was
designed about lions?
Right, but it was designed for adults, a sort of cartoon. Now, in what world do people sit around, what reality are they living in that they're sitting around going, hey, I got an idea. Let's put a primetime cartoon about a lion family, on and adults will watch it. And I know the guy who was head writer of that, but when he told me about it, I'm like, what, are you crazy? That show's not going to go anywhere. So, I mean, what I'm thinking is a lot of times, politicians get so insulated that they're just talking amongst themselves and they have no idea what the people are really thinking.
Well, they have. You're right about that. They have this kind of insular little bubble that exists around the Capitol Beltway. And you've got the journalists, you've got the pundits as separate from the journalists,
mm-hmm.
You've got the lobbyists, you've got the politicians, you've got the permanent career bureaucrats. They all live inside this bubble. And whatever takes place inside the Beltway, ends up resonating there. So stuff, people start taking stuff very, very seriously there before the rest of the country even has a clue.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me, too. There's a new group of Democrats that are starting, you know, to sort of like put together a more centrist paradigm for the Democrats to follow.
What, another one?
Yeah, this is the third way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to talk about that right now because, you know, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, New Jersey, got so worked up about it that I think we'll have him come in here maybe in the next hour.
Yeah, but you know what? That's he was worked up about.
I know.
His apartment is
The shower ain't working.
His superintendent, who's named after a city in California, Compton, doesn't seem to be able to get anything done in the guy's apartment. I mean, I heard him yesterday shrieking and hollering at him.
And then, of course, the office manager here is upsetting him. And it's very rare that we get a worked-up Pashman.
You think he's going to move back in with his parents or something?
No. I don't think so. Lewis and Linda, I'm sure, would be very happy, though a little disappointed, maybe, if he moved back in. But, you know, parents are funny like that. They get to a certain line where they're like, you know, the last thing I want is you moving in, and then they cross that line. So I sort of miss having you around.
Maybe it'd be nice
if you could. The thought of living with my mother at this point in my life, frightening, my friend.
Really?
But now she's
You'd have to listen to jazz all day.
Yeah. The jazz man boyfriend who lives with her now. Yeah, it's like, you know, who's always like, you know, working, trying to fix something and listening to jazz at the same time. Hey, yeah, you know.
We can do that in Florida. Mm-hmm. That's all you have. It doesn't get cold.
That's
so
what
you don't
people
have to
do.
Go inside.
That's
you, just, yeah.
You run out of things to do, for God's sakes, right? You go to the beach, you have lunch, then what? I don't know. Let's fix something. Listen to jazz.
Well, your mom does Pilates and all that stuff, right?
Like 4 times a day.
Well, there you go.
When the hurricane was going on, do you remember that? Like, I called my mother and said, you all right? She goes, yeah, I couldn't run, though. I tried to run, and it was really too windy to run. We should get her on the phone at some point. But now the thing is, I usually go down there for Thanksgiving, you know, and I'm a big cook. I love to cook, and I cook for like 22 people. I make turkey. I make stuffing. I make yams. I make Brussels sprouts. Last year, I got this amazing dressing for stuffing. Yeah, but my mother, as far as cooking goes, if it's not frozen or just very basic, disaster. It's not going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. It's just that she is sort of like, you know, she has a kind of love-hate thing with food. You know, so, you know, the idea of someone like that being in charge of cooking, yeah, it's difficult. You know, my mother was, you know, like, my mother's the kind of person that, like, if she ordered dessert at a restaurant, she would, you know, when she'd have 2 bites of it and then dump pepper on it or stick a cigarette butt in it, so she wouldn't eat it.
So she wouldn't eat it.
Right, but that meant that, like, growing up, no cake in the house. You know, and if there was ice cream in the house, she'd sneak out in the middle of the night and,
my God.
Go at it. But the thing is, now she's like, how do you make that stuffing? And just the thought in my head of my mother trying to wrap her brain around this stuffing recipe. It's just like, I'm already feeling bad for the people that are coming over for dinner. I'm like, maybe I should go down just for the day and make the stuffing so those poor people don't have to pretend like they like it. But maybe I'm underestimating her. Maybe, no, I'm not.
Is she cooking for Thanksgiving? You sure about this?
The turkey's easy, you know. They got these fresh turkeys down there. It's a turkey farm place. It's they got really good. Yeah.
So you get like really good turkeys,
mm-hmm.
right? After the heads get cut off.
Yeah, they're really fresh. So what else is happening that we need to address?
Well, obviously, Arafat's dead.
Arafat is dead. And,
yes.
You know,
now, for those of you just waking up, ladies and gentlemen, after 72 hours of speculation.
And 75
yes, he is,
years.
No, he isn't. Yeah, and 75 years, Arafat is actually dead.
Yeah.
Now, they've got a new guy that's coming in.
Wait, I just got a report in, Mark. He died again a couple of minutes ago. Arafat has died twice.
We'll
cover at least one of these times that he died after this on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition, your daily wake-up call to arms on Air America Radio.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Planet Check. President Bush signs into law a bill containing the first biodiesel tax incentive.
The incentive is a penny per percentage of biodiesel blended with petroleum diesel. So a gallon of B20, which is 20% biodiesel, would have a 20-cent credit.
That's Jenna Higgins, spokeswoman for the National Biodiesel Board.
The consumer will pay less for biodiesel than they would otherwise.
Biodiesel is a cleaner-burning alternative fuel that can be made from vegetable oil.
Biodiesel is good for the planet because it reduces reduces emissions significantly.
According to the Department of Energy, biodiesel is the fastest growing alternative fuel.
Those of us at the National Biodiesel Board are thrilled that biodiesel now has a tax incentive. This is going to send demand for biodiesel through the roof.
Fuel up at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Fox redefined suspense with the critically acclaimed series 24. Now we're redefining the medical drama with a groundbreaking new show from the director of X-Men. Meet Dr. Gregory House and his extraordinary team of doctors. Together, they take on the cases that no one else can solve.
I'm not talking about a treatment. I'm talking about a cure.
Disease has met its match. House, a new drama premiering this Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on Fox.
Eminem and Rock and Chatter, and the team, it's all that matters. Moving easy, good vibrations, soul review and naked rhythm. Bluegrass, hip-hop, jazz, and metal, R&B, we push the pedal. Elvis, off you left the center, college football, Mexicana. Truckers talking, brewer, tackles, wise guy, babble, all is game. The fella using Philly balls in traffic, first and weather's now. I'm play-by-play and James Burns, PRI and Howard Stern.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about, how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you've got to check out StubHub.com. Started by two season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com. Got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
How do you teach conversation skills to a toddler? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Start by kneeling down and making eye contact with your young child. Limit the amount of words you use and keep the message simple. Allow your toddler enough time to respond to what you've just said. Keep in mind that during these early years, you're teaching far more than word recognition. You're actually modeling for your toddler proper ways to communicate with future teachers, peers, employers, and perhaps their own family one day. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find out about ways you can build a stronger family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
You can have 20 million people around you all the time. When you don't have love for yourself, you're lonely.
Mary J. Blige, recording artist.
Drugs used to make me feel no pain at all. Once the feeling is gone, you're back to feeling like you're nobody. Love starts from inside you. I just accepted who I was.
I accepted Mary.
That fills the loneliness. When you really love you, it's a way of healing.
A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
I'm serious, Chris. I'm not ready. Can we not? Why do we have to come back on the air?
Can you turn the mic off, please?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get
organized. Turn the mic off. We'll get straight, and we'll come back. Just play some music.
All right, okay, all right. 20 past the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Air America Radio. It is Veterans Day.
Yes, it is.
In a while, at the end of this bit of talking we're going to do, we're going to ask, we'd like to talk to vets. So if you're just getting up and you're thinking about calling, I'll put the number out there now, 866-303-2270. We're going to take calls, after the half hour goes by. And there are some things going on, Veterans Day. There is a new wing of the special exhibit at the Smithsonian that's opening today. And, it includes more than 800 artifacts from the 18th century's French and Indian War to the current global fight against terrorism. and the conflict in Iraq. It's got George Washington's sword. It's got apparently Colin Powell's pants.
What?
Desert Storm.
Colin Powell's pants?
Dude, I'm not making it up. I mean, clearly it's part of an entire uniform, but the pants are included. I just thought if I said pants, that would be funnier. Yasser Arafat, who, when I grew up, a middle-class sort of Jew in Albuquerque, New Mexico, not unlike many middle-class Jews, he was, as a kid, he was just this sort of like, he was a bad guy. But I remember he sort of set certain standards. There was a time in the 70s, and he arguably, is a bad guy, but he's a dead guy now. But, in the 70s, there was this sort of like terrorist chic going on.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Before terrorism became jihadism and before, it became religified, these guys were going around with the big sunglasses and, he had the keffiyeh, Gaddafi had the big fro. They're all wearing the sort of like, Armani shirts and bell bottoms. It was kind of weird. It's like they were some pretty slick looking bad guys.
You know what ended that terrorist chic era?
What?
Munich.
Absolutely.
That was when people said, whoa, these guys are not, just about being chic. They actually do go out and kill people.
Yeah, well, they weren't. It was never, I never thought they were chic, but they always dressed,
Karzai.
Yeah, they were all, Karzai's a little more reserved, and, he has a tailored cape.
Yeah.
And a very special hat. But those dudes, it was sort of like the swinging 70s kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Arafat used to remind people of Ringo Starr, too,
they always used to compare him to Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
But, he is dead, and apparently they've named a successor.
Yes, Mahmoud Abbas, who was prime minister for like 4 months and then quit, largely because of a beef between him and Arafat.
Yeah.
Over power sharing and that sort of thing. Arafat did not seem to me, Mark, like he wanted to share power a great deal. He ran the Palestinian Authority, he ran the Palestine Liberation Organization, and he ran Fatah.
Mm-hmm.
All under his chairmanship. And now, actually, there are different people who are moving into these roles. So it's going to be a collective consensus sort of leadership. The American government, of course, is concerned with getting a moderate person in there. Abbas is considered relatively moderate. He reached out to the Israelis during a time when he paid a very steep price for that among his Palestinian constituents. So, I assume that the American government is looking at this as a relatively positive development.
Yeah, it's hard for me to talk about it with any sort of confidence because, I am basically just a reactionary comic, and a conspiracy theorist. But hopefully one day we'll have a show where we can really address the dynamics of the Mideast in an educated way.
Yeah.
But moving on to the domestic front. We have Alberto Abu Ghraib Gonzalez.
I told you, didn't I?
I think
this is the one thing I got right. I didn't get Kerry right, but I did say the other day that Alberto Gonzalez was going to be the guy.
Somebody's quietly making a list about all of your prophecies and speculations that either come true or don't come true.
Where's that punk bashment? Oh, sorry.
But he was the guy that sort of like, got the legal sort of permission. I guess he's the one who said we don't have to honor the Geneva Conventions.
Yeah, exactly.
He redefined what torture was is basically within the memo that he the Gonzalez approved memo said that that the memo puts forth, here it is, injuries such as death, organ failure, or serious impairment of the body functions those are the only things that you can constitute torture on.
Really?
Organ failure, death, or serious impairment of the body, then it's torture. Everything else, not torture. We also have President Bush talking about his new nominee for
his homie.
Yeah, attorney.
His sharp intellect and sound judgment have helped shape our policies in the war on terror. Policies designed to protect the security of all Americans while protecting the rights of all Americans.
Yeah, that was touching. Apparently, Gonzalez has been with the president for, almost a decade. He was also the guy that made it okay for President Bush to kill people without knowing exactly why he was killing them in Texas. He was the guy that put together the briefs that were presented to the governor, George W. Bush, of Texas, on sort of who was being executed. But it was pretty general, apparently. Apparently, he cut out any sort of litigations that were going on in defense of the person sentenced to death. He was not informed about the moral issues around the person being sentenced to death. So Gonzalez basically said, "We're killing this guy. It's good. Here you go. You in?"
Yeah.
And GW would say, "Okay, fine." He almost was like, he helped the president not engage his conscience.
Also got him out of jury duty at one point, I think. Right. Well, actually, during a I think it was jury duty on a DWI situation. And, of course, we all know now that in 1976, the president himself was busted on DWI. So
yeah.
It probably hid that particular problem from the American public. But it's interesting, Mark, because Gonzalez is replacing the darling of that darling of conservatives, John Ashcroft.
Yeah.
And it looks like the conservatives aren't happy with him because he's not John Ashcroft, because he's not quite as doctrinaire. To me, the key to this is whether or not Gonzalez continues Ashcroft's policy of intervening in individual federal death penalty cases and demanding that U.S. attorneys seek the death penalty when they weren't originally going to do so.
Huh.
That's something that Ashcroft did on more than one occasion.
So, you know, Gonzalez, Alberto Abu Ghraib Gonzalez, is one of the, you know, fundamental legal architects of the neocon death cult, and he will continue to be that, apparently.
Yeah.
And, you know, also, he was at one time an Enron whore. So, you know, you ought to know that. When he was elected a member of the Texas Supreme Court, as an elected member of the Texas Supreme Court, Enron and Enron's law firm were Gonzalez's biggest contributors, giving him $35,450 in 2000. And, you know, overall, Gonzalez raked in $100,000 from the energy industry. So, you know, that's who this guy is. I don't think he's going to change much policy, but he's obviously not going to be as, you know, blatantly religiously biased. He's just a shameless, you know, whore and killer of people.
Well, he's also a symbol at this point, because he is now, by Bush, moving very quickly to name a Hispanic to that job. He is saying to the Hispanic community that gave him between 42 and 44% of their vote, depending on who you listen to, that, hey, you know what? I'm in your corner, and it's safe for you to vote Republican.
How can we hear him? Can we hear him, Chris Gonzalez? Do we have
just
time?
Give me a chance to prove myself. That is a common prayer for those in my community.
Wow, that's some deep stuff, man. I guess he's the right guy for this administration.
You heard that religious thing, right? Do you hear how fast prayer came up?
Oh, yeah.
Between the whips?
But he is not known to be a religious fanatic like John Ashcroft.
No,
he's probably just infusing the religious language that this administration so loves to use.
Well, yeah, and they got to put aside the canola oil, because my guess is he's not going to be anointed like Ashcroft.
At least not publicly. If you're going to be anointing, you know, keep it to yourself. Something should remain behind closed doors if you're being using your oil for any other reason than cooking.
Yeah.
So,
wait a minute, hold it.
Is that Raymond?
Ray!
All right.
Hey.
Just leave it here. What is wrong with your hair? All right, we'll be back in a second.
Yeah, we'll be back. And, of course, we're going to take calls from veterans at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. When we come back here on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
M&M and rock and chatter, entertainment's all that matters. Moving easy, good vibration, soul review and ragged rhythm. Bluegrass, hip hop, jazz and metal, R&B, we push the pedal. Elvis, Elk, you left the center, college football, Mexicana. Truck is talking, Brewer, Packers, Wise Guy, Pebble, all the scandals. L.A. Houston, Philly, Boston, traffic, first and weather's now on play-by-play. And James and Friends, B.R.I. and Howard Stern.
Life is a rock,
New York Times.
calls it an impressive tool. CNN says it's a must-have for travelers. And the Wall Street Journal claims it worked flawlessly. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete and secure access to anything on your office PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. It's fast, it's easy, and it's secure. Log in from any computer in the world, and GoToMyPC will allow you to work with all your programs and files, email, and network resources, just like you were sitting at your desk. Stop carrying your bulky laptop everywhere. No more copying important files back and forth between computers. Try it free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SiriusRadio. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SiriusRadio. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days. You'll love it.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lankos with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're just nodding off when suddenly... Don't you wish you could do something about these pesky car alarms? You can, and I'll tell you what. When we come back. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. If the monotonous whoop whoop of car alarms has you putting in earplugs and pulling out your hair, you're not alone. According to a Columbia University study, almost 95% of all audible car alarms are false. But before you take out your sleep deprivation with a baseball bat, check your city's noise ordinance codes. Many alarms are considered a violation and ticketable offense. So what's the best bet for automotive protection? Alarm alternatives such as pager notification, GPS tracking systems, and electrical immobilizers essentially provide the same protection without all the, pardon the pun, bells and whistles. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Black people, a stroke doesn't care about your money or status. Know that it could be a stroke if suddenly you have problems speaking or seeing. Maybe one side gets numb or weak. If any of these occur, act immediately. Call 911. This is Kelly Price.
Blacks have a higher occurrence of stroke. Why is that? Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost. A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
There's a good reason why doctors and dentists are always washing their hands. Soap and hot water remove harmful bacteria, including the bugs that cause food-related illnesses. Keep it clean in the kitchen. Wash hands, utensils, and work surfaces thoroughly before preparing and eating a meal after handling raw poultry, meat, eggs, and seafood. This reminder brought to you by the Partnership for Food Safety Education.
Before past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Yes, morning sedition. We're doing what we do. Ramon with a mohawk and a fatigue jacket on, not looking unlike Travis Bickle, dropped off the Palm Pilot today. He does have the technology to hack into any of these schedules in the administration, but today we did get a presidential schedule. Here's President Bush's schedule for today, Veterans Day. 7 a.m. Wake up. Note, don't have to go to Ashcroft's dorky prayer breakfast anymore. Maybe the new guy will bring chorizo. Yeah, 10:50 a.m. Arrive at Arlington National Cemetery. Note, have someone extinguish that eternal flame over there. Very distracting. 10:53 a.m. Take a walk around gravestones. Note, these are my kind of veterans. Not whining about health care, benefits, lack of equipment, etc. 10:55 a.m. Participate in wreath laying ceremony, Tomb of the Unknowns. Note, make a point of having photo op with his widow. 11:10 a.m. Speak at Veterans Day ceremony. Subjects not to mention: my total lack of combat experience, my plans to cut veterans programs, Iraq, John Kerry, the line of fresh caskets at Andrews Air Force Base, our plans to invade Iran, Vietnam, the upcoming draft. Best to stay clear of any military references. 6:50 p.m. back at the White House. Welcome, Tony Blair. Note, make him kiss my ring and call me Godfather. Assure him his obedience will be rewarded. 7:30 p.m. Dinner with Blair. No, tell him if it looks like he's going to be voted out, we'll be happy to liberate England, but only if he supplies some troops. 9 p.m. after dinner. No, talk to Blair about how the whole monarchy thing works and how someday, how somebody could get set up in a deal like that. Yeah, there you go. All right, so we've got, you know, I want to make it clear, it is Veterans Day, and I also want to make clear that Bush and Cheney's, you know, actions and behaviors around veteran issues has been, you know, way less than stellar. I mean, before the election, it was reported that Bush planned to cut nearly $1 billion from veterans programs in his second term. At least 200,000 veterans are on waiting lists for health care. The Bush administration has cut benefits for middle-income veterans, proposed doubling the cost of veterans' prescription drugs, and did not increase VA spending at a rate comparable to the increase in health care costs. Last year, the Bush administration recommended getting rid of monthly imminent danger pay and the family separation allowance for troops currently in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army Times said the Bush administration, quote, wants to roll back recent modest increases for troops getting shot at in combat zones. The administration later backtracked under pressure. Only 12% of the soldiers in Iraq were equipped with body armor when the Iraq war began, and Bush has yet to attend a funeral for a soldier killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. We are talking to veterans, 866-303-2270. Roughly 18% of the voters of the last election were current or ex-military. 57% voted for Bush, 41% to 42% voted for Kerry. So there is a division there as well in how they see the commander-in-chief. Bill, streaming in Cleveland, how are you, Bill?
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. How are you doing, Bill?
Pretty good, relatively.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just want to say just a quick statement.
Okay.
This is, you know, when I joined the Marine Corps in 1969, this is not the democracy I enlisted to defend.
Mm-hmm.
And this Alberto Gonzalez thing, my God, you know, it's typical of the administration. They're rewarding a criminal.
Right.
The guy, you know, you touched on it a minute ago, Mr. Marin, when you said, you know, the Abu Ghraib thing.
Sure.
You know, he threw the Geneva Convention out the door.
Yep.
That's why Abu Ghraib happened. And in turn, that's why we got people being kidnapped and beheaded, for crying out loud.
Yep, I think.
Yeah, now it's interesting you made that connection, Bill, because not everybody does. That there is a reaction to this sort of thing.
Well, I mean, that's the way the chain of events occurred.
And also, they tried
What other conclusion can we draw, guys?
Sure. And also, they tried to blame the regular military people, that they wouldn't even take responsibility for it on like you said, a legal level. I mean, these guys, a lot of them are criminals, and they never pay.
I still haven't heard of anybody over sergeant getting charged with anything in this.
Well, these guys look at the people underneath sergeant, even some sergeants, as just being, you know, disposable commodities of war.
Fodder.
Yeah. The regular grunts like we were. I mean, you know, feed them to the wolves.
Yeah,
but you know, Bill, I got to ask you.
Sure.
Do you get a sense that the American people understand and appreciate the contribution of veterans? Bill?
Wow.
Yeah.
You threw me there for a second, Mark. You know what? Overall, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you know what else? You know, in that quote-unquote solemn ceremony this morning when Bush goes to lay the wreath on the unknown soldier,
mm-hmm.
I hope the unknown soldier just kicks the top off of his casket and spits in his face.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
You're rough,
Bill. All right, Bill. Well, you know, thanks for sharing that. That's a great image.
We appreciate it, man.
And have a good day to you.
Hey.
Yeah.
One other thing.
Okay, Bill.
I want all the veterans to know that the country does appreciate what they've done,
mm-hmm.
and what the fellows are doing today, especially my fellow Marines in Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You bet, Bill. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. That was wild. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We got to make a clip of that. Natalie, how are you in Pennsylvania?
I'm doing good, guys. How
Hi,
are you?
Natalie.
Okay. So you're a veteran?
I agree with Bill. Uh-huh. Bill and I, man, we should get together. The whole thing, it makes my skin crawl to see this president at these ceremonies. I mean, he is such a fraud.
Yes.
And he shirked his duty. And the people that he's supposedly paying tribute to today, they didn't. You know, they actually went. They actually fought. They bled for this country. And to see somebody like him that's just such a total waste of space, even in the same area as veterans, I mean, it just makes me sick.
You know, and go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I spent 7 years in the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
and this guy, he's just wreaking havoc on the men and women in this country who are serving. And I don't know. I just can't understand it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Do you now? How long did you serve overseas at all? Or
no, I didn't serve overseas. I was in the States the entire time I was in. I was stationed at Dover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When you're in the military, you get like this feeling of family, you know, with other members of the military.
Sure.
And to me, this guy, he's just insulting everybody who's ever actually served.
Well, I imagine that feeling of family is what's keeping a lot of these guys is if they have morale at all, it's because of that, you know, they have each other and they look out for each other. Because I know that, you know, given that 41% to 42% of military, current military, ex-military voted against this president, I'm just glad that that some of you guys are still able to speak out and be critical of this commander-in-chief.
You know, it's really bizarre. I work with a lot of people who are, like, so pro-Republican.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary. And as soon as this mess with Iraq came up after September 11th, people who knew that I served were like, oh, man, you bet if you're ready to go, aren't you? You ready to go to Iraq? Oh,
yeah.
Aren't you ready to kick some butt? I'm like, no, we don't know anything about what's going on here. Where did Iraq come from?
Right.
You know, and these guys are like, well, you can't be a veteran if you've got that attitude. It's like, damn well I do have that attitude because I know that to the men and women into areas of danger is something you do as a last resort. You don't do it just because it's a whim.
Isn't it interesting the arrogance of people that have no idea what it's like to be in the military or have no idea why, you know, the military is being used, that they would take that position?
I guess you have to be there, you know?
Oh, no, it blows me away because this president, you know, represents that attitude.
You know what else, though? A generation ago, Natalie, veterans, I think, when they came home, at least in terms of the benefits they got from the government, were treated a lot better. Certainly, at the end of World War II, people had access mm-hmm. to mortgages, people had access to low-cost education. Veterans were really treated with some level of respect in terms of the actual benefits they got. It seems now as if these benefits are being cut, they're being trimmed back, you know, hazardous duty pay, these kinds of things. It seems as though, they, you know, economically, the government doesn't appear to be prepared to support veterans.
Well, it's been shameful for a while if you look at that. The average guy in the military and his family, they're probably just at the borderline of poverty.
Sure.
They're not making cash. They're not making big bucks.
Right.
And to cut back further on what they're getting, to me, it's just it's a sin.
It's criminal. Thanks for calling, Natalie.
Thanks for calling, Natalie. Take care.
Stay on the phone, you guys and gals. It's 866-303-2270. We're talking to veterans. We'll take more of your calls after this. It's 43 past the hour. It's Air America Radio.
Call 866-303-2270. Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last Tuesday gave many of us the election hangover of a lifetime. But the 2004 campaign should also give us reasons to believe this bleak political situation can be turned around. 2 years ago, Democrats were dead in the water, and progressives were playing permanent defense against a popular president whose record got little scrutiny from the media. In 18 short months, progressive organizations formed a grassroots coalition that forced the GOP to pull out every stop in this election. We've seen the launch of key new players in progressive media like Air America, the blossoming of organizations like True Majority and MoveOn.org, and broad coalitions like National Voice, whose promise is only beginning to be fulfilled. These efforts produce huge gains in voter participation among youth, women on their own, communities of color, and first-time voters. Let's not delude ourselves. What's been accomplished isn't enough, and there's tough work ahead. But the time for grief and disbelief is over. Let's celebrate what's been gained and build on it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Cracked up plays George Collins. Rodolph plays him too. Cracked Up plays the cleaner bits, and Raw Dog plays the blue. Raw Dog's 147, Cracked Up's 146. Both play lots of comedy and other funny shit.
Cracked Up and Raw Dog, two flavors of funny from Sirius.
If FM could, they probably would. It's radio that's cool. No FCC rules.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about: how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you've got to check out StubHub.com. Started by two season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com's got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
StubHub! Are you significant? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. The dictionary defines significant as someone who is noteworthy, valuable, or important. In our culture, we determine our significance by what we have, what we do for a living, and by comparing ourselves to others. But none of these are really good definitions. We should not look at outward signs and appearances to determine our significance. Instead, we should look at our hearts. An ancient proverb says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find some great resources for strengthening your family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
Hi, I'm Edward James Olmos. I'm here to talk to you about RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Think about it. You have choices that you can make in your life. Good choices and bad ones. Drinking and driving, bad choice. Why? The life you may take may even be your own. Think about it. Drinking and driving doesn't mix. Get a designated driver.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's 48 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. We are taking calls from veterans on Veterans Day to hear what is on their minds and to thank them for the service they've done for this country. 866-303-2270. We're on the phone now with Dave, listening to LIB in New Jersey. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey,
good.
Dave. How you doing?
Good. I was going to call and just let you know, when we signed up to be in the military, we made a covenant with the government. And the covenant was that our leadership wouldn't take us into harm's way for something unnecessary. And it seems like that covenant for servicemen today has been broken.
Well, not only has it been broken, but the amount of disrespect that this administration shows to veterans when they come back and even on the ground is blatantly awful.
And, I could speak about that. I'm a disabled veteran, and when I got out of the military in the early 90s, I went, through the Veterans Administration, went for vocational rehabilitation, got a college degree, and now I'm a high school teacher. So, the Veterans Administration was very nice to me, but I don't know if the veterans are going to get those same benefits today.
Well, right. That's part of the problem, Dave. There are hospitals that are being closed down, veterans hospitals, veterans access to health care. There are currently 200,000 veterans, 200,000 on a waiting list for health care. And that's according to the VFW. That's not according to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a shame. I actually withdrew my membership from the VFW.
What? Really?
Well,
how come?
Because I didn't believe they were too right wing, and they were too in support of the administration, and I couldn't see being a member anymore.
I understand.
What do you teach there, Dave?
I teach social studies.
Really?
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
I've shifted my focus from educate. Well, it's still educate, but also now we indoctrinate.
Good. Good. Well, we won't say your last name or what town you're in.
No, please don't.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot for calling,
right.
Dave.
Good morning, guys.
You
Take
too. You too.
Take care.
Richard in Sacramento up late. How are you, Richard?
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
It's ironic that that gentleman was talking about something about covenant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Covenant.
Yeah.
Well, the company that I used to work for a little over 2 years ago was actually named Covenant Aviation Security out of San Francisco International.
Oh, wow.
I have a website story that I pretty much went public with, where I was trying to prevent, as a Vietnam veteran, I'm very, very security-minded and very much intense with providing safety and security for everyone.
Uh-huh.
I still work in the field of security.
Uh-huh.
And
what was the
website story?
Story
was ABC7News.com.
Yes.
What was talks it? About how the airport screeners basically failed the security test, and that I was trying to prevent a man with a gun getting through.
Yes.
And within 24 hours, because I indirectly embarrassed the TSA officials and also my company, because I didn't respond within a 30-minute time frame when this man was supposedly
got through with a gun.
Carrying a gun and getting through the checkpoint.
Yes.
Because of my being the supervisor in charge of this airport security, I had to make sure that nothing, absolutely nothing, went wrong.
And what happened when...
And in the process of getting, this gentleman, within a matter of seconds, taken off from the tarmac, we were able to bring back the plane, get him back out, unloaded, properly cleared.
Yes.
Because of the proper clearance that I had to do, within 24 hours, this company and TSA made sure that I was terminated.
That's unbelievable. So because you showed that there were weaknesses in their system, which we've been reporting that there has been for a long time, that not a lot has been done to change the TSA.
Absolutely not, because the fact that I pretty much knew from the very beginning, even as an incumbent, working from the previous company before, where many of the individuals that were considered not citizens of this country, a lot of the people around the circular area in the San Francisco area and also throughout the entire United States, if you will, the predominant police force that was working was Filipino.
Huh. Well, we can't get into all this right now. Appreciate your call.
I understand.
Okay. Okay, buddy.
Really sorry, but as a Vietnam veteran,
yes,
working with the new team, I understand that there was also another Vietnam veteran. A lot of us that had supervisory positions or were pretty much working in the security industry,
yes,
we ended up basically losing our jobs.
Huh.
Within a matter of a couple of months, 2 or 3 months after they actually originated the Guard Force, which is a part of this new Homeland Security.
Yeah, you know, there were...
Well, thanks a lot for your coverage.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. I think there were like 10% cutbacks within months after they started bringing in these new TSA people.
It's interesting that if what he's saying is true, that, you know, that Vietnam vets were isolated as people that would lose their... That's sort of devious. We'll have to look into that. Wayne, on the road in Missouri, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? It's Mark. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, good to talk to you, man.
Hey, man, first of all, my friend, the Marine, I would like to say, simplify, my friend. I worked a lot with Marines.
Uh-huh.
And they're a bunch of good guys. It's good soldiers.
Uh-huh.
I spent 22 years in the military, you know, and the lady that came on earlier, she talked about poverty. I was talking about poverty.
Right.
When I was at Fort Bragg, I knew privates who was getting food stamps.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably still going on. I'm almost sure it's still going on because you got guys that come in with a lot of kids. They got two or three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Get off the military pay, man. they go on food stamps.
God, you would think that they'd be able to at least take care of the military families that are in active duty.
Hey, man, I'm a retiree. They don't take care of nobody. You take care of yourself.
Right.
You know, and I'll tell you something else, fellas. You know, as an African-American soldier, you know, you don't hear very much. You know, we talk about a culture in the military, and you know, I'm a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to all the talking heads that they had on for the, not all of them, but most of them, that they have on, they're mostly officers and upper-ranking people. You don't get an opportunity to talk to minorities in the military.
That's a good point.
They don't allow it.
That's a good point.
That's an excellent point. You're absolutely right, Wayne.
I know, because they don't allow it. They only talk to, and I don't mean any harm, they talk to middle-class white guys who are either E7, E6, E7 and above, and officers.
Right.
And most of those people lean to the right.
That's true.
The very poor guys, I shouldn't say poor, but the lower middle class, the guys that's got the boots on the ground, you don't get a chance to talk to them. You don't get a chance to talk to the females. You don't get a chance to talk to any minority.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So the culture is set up so you can only get one side anyway.
Right, their
side. It's interesting, Wayne, because
I
appreciate the call. What he seems to be saying is this is a deliberate thing on the part of the military,
of course.
They deliberately don't do this.
Even when we talk to military guys, you know, who are speaking against the party line, you know, I can hear that there's a frustration and a pain in their voice. You know, they want to speak out, but, you know, they're afraid, you know, on some level, because it's a secret law within the military. I mean, even look what they did to John Kerry. This is a guy who's, you know, his basic, you know, his sense of principles was based on him speaking out against the military that he thought was wrong, against an administration that he thought was exploiting the military, for bad ends. And that, I guess, since the beginning of time, has been the struggle of somebody who wants real justice within the military to find a voice within the military.
Well, because the military has a culture, and that culture, part and parcel of that culture, is not to question things, not to say anything. That's how they function.
All right, well, there's the liberal agenda. From the Streisand compound. Here are your marching orders for today. One, for Veterans Day, pay homage to the tradition of wearing a poppy by smoking large amounts of opium. Two, pay homage to Arafat by getting in a hostile, intractable argument with your neighbor. Three, plan for new Hispanic Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez by having the phrase U.S. out of my uterus translated into Spanish. Four, as part of gradual phase-out, adjust attitude about voter fraud from rage to indignation. Five, phrase of the day, I just hope somebody will be able to get John Ashcroft's skid marks off the Bill of Rights, man. Ooh, a poopy joke.
Ooh.
It's a poopy joke.
Hour of Morning Sedition, we're going to be talking to more veterans.
Good.
You're going to hear from, because this is Veterans Day, and we salute you. We're also going to have, of course, Mark Maron's Dream Diary.
Mm.
And from the Riverside Church, one of the largest churches here in New York City, the Reverend James Forbes talks about religion and progressive politics. All when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Counselors to America's Small Business has helped millions of entrepreneurs, and they can help you too. Call upon SCORE for free and confidential business advice. SCORE can help you start a small business or take your business to new heights. If you'd like confidential, no-fee counseling so you can improve your business, call SCORE for assistance. 1-800-634-0245. That's 1-800-634-0245.
Here's the 2-1. Swing and a long one! It is!
Hi, I'm Barry Bonds for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. In my league, we hit home runs without a designated hitter. But if you want to get home safe, there should always be a designated driver. So when you're with someone who is drinking, please take their keys. Call a cab or drive them home yourself, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Compromise off. Sirius on. Uncompromised music and entertainment.
Uncompromised music and entertainment.
Sirius. It's on.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza.
Funeral preparations now underway in Egypt as police line the streets and take positions on high buildings awaiting the arrival of Yasser Arafat's body. The 75-year-old Palestinian leader passed away last night after dropping in and out of a coma while in a French military hospital. The U.S. Embassy in Cairo is warning Americans to avoid areas where protests could erupt. Palestinian officials say the PLO has chosen former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas to be its next chief. The authority has also selected its new president, Parliament Speaker Rauti Fatou, has been sworn in as the interim leader of the Palestinian government. Under the law of succession, he is to be the caretaker president for no more than 60 days until elections are held. Shibli Talhami, a Mideast expert and professor at the University of Maryland, spoke with the Associated Press recounting Arafat's legacy among Palestinians.
He will still be a hero, I think, in their minds, because he is seen to have sacrificed his life for the cause, to have been married to that cause. They see him as having more achievements than disappointments.
On this Veterans Day, U.S. troops continue to battle insurgents in Fallujah. A Marine general says insurgent resistance in Fallujah has been reduced to small pockets, with gunmen moving around but running out of places to make a stand. Back home, President Bush is paying his annual Veterans Day tribute to the armed forces. Bush's day begins with a private White House reception for veterans, followed by the annual wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns and remarks at the Memorial Amphitheater in Arlington National Cemetery. Today, Bush also meets with Britain's Tony Blair. The British leaders arriving late today to begin 2 days of talks that are expected to focus on Afghanistan and Middle East peace efforts. Vice President Cheney's former corporate home, Halliburton, may have gotten some help with contracts in Kuwait. State Department records show the U.S. ambassador to Kuwait intervened in contract talks last year. That contradicts Bush administration assurances of hands-off policy towards the company. The recently released records show that the diplomat demanded that the Houston-based company use a subcontractor favored by the Kuwaiti government. The political appointee sent an email saying Halliburton officials needed to, we quote, get off their butts and conclude deals to make the Kuwaiti firm the sole company supplying gasoline for Iraq. A separate Army document shows the career contracting official overseeing fuel purchases was urging competition. After serving as President Bush's White House counsel for 4 years, Alberto Gonzalez was handpicked by the president to replace John Ashcroft as this nation's next attorney general. Gonzalez's selection makes him this nation's first Hispanic to hold the office. Bush must name a successor to Commerce Secretary Don Evans, whose departure was also announced on Tuesday. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
Cracked up plays George Carlin, Rawdog plays him too. Cracked up plays a cleaner bit, and Rawdog plays the blue. Rawdog's 147, Cracked up's 146. Both play lots of comedy and other funny shit.
Cracked up and Raw Dog, two flavors of funny from Sirius.
If FM could, they probably would. It's radio that's cool. No FCC rules.
The New York Times calls it an impressive tool. CNN says it's a must-have for travelers. And the Wall Street Journal claims it worked flawlessly. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete and secure access to anything on your office PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. It's fast, it's easy, and it's secure. Log in from any computer in the world, and GoToMyPC will allow you to work with all your programs and files, email, and network resources, just like you were sitting at your desk. Stop carrying your bulky laptop everywhere. No more copying important files back and forth between computers. Try it free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SiriusRadio. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SiriusRadio. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days. You'll love it.
Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, and this is your Daily Money Makeover. Tanya emails wanting to know what I think of home warranties. I'll tell her after this.
Federal college loan rates are now at their lowest levels in history. So if you currently have high-interest student loans, it's time to refinance. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. With one call, you could be on your way to saving thousands. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE.
Tanya emails with a home warranty question. How do you feel about home warranties like Home Shield?
Listen, let's talk about all kinds of warranties. Extended warranties on cars, home warranties, prepaid legal, any kind of insurance like that. Let's think about it. If we were to sell 1,000 people that $300 item, that would be $300,000 of income that we had, right? If we owned the insurance company, you and I owned Home Shield, that means if we sold 1,000 people that, we'd have $300,000 of income. Now, what would our expenses be? All the things that the 1,000 people turned in that broke on their homes. Now, you can bet, since this is an insurance company, that they have done a statistical analysis, and they know that that's going to be well less than $300,000, can't you? So why don't you just get in the insurance business on extended warranties and self-insure through these things with Grandma's Rainy Day Fund, and then you get to put all the marketing budget and the profit and all those things in your pocket. There's a plan.
This has been your Daily Money Makeover with best-selling author and America's most trusted source for financial straight talk, Dave Ramsey.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning's Edition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher, kings and queens, self-righteous victims of all sorts, people who have had enough and just want to eat ice cream. Good morning, liberal bullies. How are you all doing? Good morning, people who are trying to have a morning and succeeding. And good morning to you, Mark Riley.
I guess I must not be succeeding.
What do you mean you're not succeeding? We're having nothing but a morning.
That's right. We're having nothing but a morning. It's 6 minutes past the hour, and we go roll.
Here's a couple of emails. Love you both. Aside from my husband, my dog, and a few dear friends, you two are the bright spot of my day. You complement each other perfectly.
Aww.
I listen on my drive to work. I teach high school in Portland, Maine, and have developed crushes on both of you. Oh,
she's sounded glossy.
Hey, try and be nice.
Okay.
Mark and Mark, let's not go to Riley Town right away. I read that line. I'm like, that's very nice. And I'm like, uh-oh, we're going to be in Riley Town in two turns
of
the car.
Hey, my wife listens to this show.
Yeah,
or at least she did.
Yeah, now your wife is packing.
She's calling Jacoby Myers.
I'm taking this, and this is going. Vivica, help Mommy get Daddy's stuff out onto
out
the
out
lawn.
The house, right?
Are we having a garage sale? No, Daddy's moving.
Mark, I don't know, and I don't care.
That's up to him. We're not going to be here when he comes to pick this stuff up. Mark and Mark, I thought you should know that your show reaches the remote rural areas of the country as well as the urban centers thanks to Sirius Satellite Radio. Air America has many fans who live in predominantly red areas. Yes, we know. I start every day with coffee and Morning's Edition, then put another log on the fire, shoot a prairie dog or two, and watch for antelope on the way to town. Thanks for the comedy and sanity, Air America's many fans here on the high plains of northeastern New Mexico.
All right.
My home state. Good morning to you. So, you know, onward into the issues of the day. This, of course, very important. This mom, who has twins at the age of 56, with all the press she's getting, you'd think she had two Jesuses, for God's sake.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
What's the big deal? All right, so she's old and she had twins.
She's the oldest person, they believe, the oldest American to ever have twins. Now, she's not the oldest woman to have had a child.
Right.
There was somebody, I think it was like in their 60s, who had a child in California.
Yeah.
But she is the oldest recorded woman to have twins.
These were planted in vitro eggs.
In vitro.
Because the concern used to be that if you got too old that you didn't want to have a mentally challenged or child, because they thought that the odds of having a retarded child, if you were older, were better.
Were better, yeah.
But now you can you can have kids all the way up till, you know, into your mid 70s or 80s if that's what you want to do.
Well, yeah, she's the sister of a certain talk show host who shall remain nameless, who's an old friend of mine, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden is he nameless? It's not like it's not
in
the paper.
Well, because people outside of New York aren't going to know who he is anyway.
They're not going to know Curtis Sliwa is.
Oops.
Of course they are going to know. What did he say?
He's an uncle. What's at his on? Age?
Look at this. So here's another thing that got my attention.
Not
I got a
sure.
drug. No, this is a
oh,
new
I thought
drug.
It was a spanking story.
That got my attention, too. But let's talk about some other more important issues. As some of the reports are coming out that are claiming some of the accusations of fraud are, you know, if they are done, you know, objectively, you know, parsed out, they don't really add up. That does not mean there isn't
problems within the electoral system that need to be taken care of. You know, if you want to motivate along those lines, which we recommend that you do, you can go to blackboxvoting.org and get involved in the lawsuit, or actually, you know, engage your local politicians to begin the dismantling of some of these computer voter systems that are clearly have problems, either, you know, that are originating in the minds of people who are cheating or actually in the minds of the machines themselves.
Let me tell you something. All it takes is for one politician to go down, an incumbent politician to lose their office over the issue of election fraud, and they'll all fall in line. Right now, you know, politicians triangulate, Mark. All the time they triangulate. They're figuring, look, if it's not going to cost me my gig, I'm not going to address it if I don't feel like it.
Right.
All right? There may be people that write letters. There may be people who come to the office. But if that politician doesn't think his or her job is on the line, they don't do anything.
Or else they're thinking maybe we can cheat it our way
yeah.
next time around.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe the Democrats are going to be pulling the levers the other way, maybe, you know. But the idea of federalized election systems, like you were suggesting, I'm all for mandatory voting myself. And speaking of triangulating, there's a new group of Democratic centrists.
Oh, Lord, not another.
The Third Way that wants to try to appeal more to the middle, which doesn't exist. And when I, you know, when Pashman found this story, it's on Pashman's picks, I believe.
Yeah.
Dan Pashman.
Well, he kind of went berserk.
Well, he went nuts on top of being nuts about other things. But I want Dan to, you know, have his voice be heard around the idea of Democrats, the Democratic Party, needing to move more to the middle, because we don't believe that's what needs to happen. We should stand up for what we believe in. Right, Dan?
Damn straight.
Damn straight. The name of Pashman's new show. Because, like, you know, we have, you know, there's numbers that support what you're saying, is that, you know, most people believe in the ideas and values of the Democratic Party. 61% of the voters say gays should be allowed to marry or at least have civil unions. 55% say abortion should be legal in almost, you know, all cases. 55% say Bush pays more attention to the interests of large corporations. I mean, and on and on. And 25% of the evangelical Christians
who are
real Christians in principle, voted for Kerry.
Right.
So
right.
Why this move to the center by these groups, and why is that bad, Dan?
Well, it's a misreading of the evidence. They're really completely missing the point. I think it's extremely dangerous. I mean, the fact is, there's no need for us to move to the left or to the right.
Yes.
We don't need to move anywhere.
Yes.
The fact is, we have a tremendous advantage over the right wing, which is that most Americans already agree with us.
Right.
That's a tremendous advantage. What we need to do is simply stand up and be proud of the values that we hold dear.
And be clear and shameless about them.
Exactly. We should not have to, you know, a week before the election, John Kerry goes out hunting.
Yeah.
Trying to show gun lovers that he's one of them.
Yeah.
You know, screw that.
Yeah.
All right? There's no shame in being in favor of reducing the number of guns in our society.
Yeah,
we shouldn't have to apologize for
right.
that belief.
Right.
And I'm tired of seeing the leadership in our party try to apologize for beliefs like that. I'm proud to think that we should reduce the number of guns in our society.
Do you think that the leadership is too insulated and they just talk amongst themselves too much and they're completely disconnected with the people of the country?
I think that's a big part of it. I also think that you just can't underestimate the damage the right has done by making the left-wing leadership terrified of their own beliefs.
Right.
And terrified of stating their own beliefs. But the reality is that now they have moved, the right has moved so far to the right.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make it our strategy to demonize them as out-of-touch extremists in the same way they demonized liberals 20 years ago.
Well, hopefully that there's going to be a civil war within the Republican Party because, like I was saying before the election, that if you vote Republican and your beliefs are reasonable, even libertarian, like let's say you are a fiscal conservative, let's say you think that the church and state should absolutely be separated, that just by voting Republican or voting for Bush, you have aligned yourself with the worst kind of narrow-minded religious fanaticism, and there's no way you can't be divorced from that. You are part of that.
Right, exactly. In the same way that the right tries to make people who are considering voting for John Kerry think, well, you sit in that voting booth. If you check the box for Kerry, you're standing next to Ted Kennedy. Ooh.
Now, you think that Dan Pashman really cares about all this stuff he's just talking about. Let me tell you what Dan Pashman really cares about. Okay? A guy by the name of Compton.
Who's not fixing his shower.
Who's not fixing his shower.
Damn you, Compton!
He's been in his house 5 times. He's left his key in the door overnight.
But I know Pashman.
That's his problem.
That was just what sparked the general, you know, ongoing current of anger in the Pashman. So, see, Pashman, you know, he's one of these lucky guys that is able to sort of, like, funnel his anger into just excitement.
Yeah.
You know, but I know it's working in there. This is a charismatic, angry man who's going to be the next leader of this country. It's 14 past the hour. We'll be back after this on Air America. Wait a minute. Don't go yet, Chris. It is Veterans Day, and out of respect for the veterans
who are salute you.
Active or non-active, we want to talk to you. We want to hear what's on your mind about the current administration, about the state of your life. 866-303-2270 is our number. Now it's 15 past the hour. It's Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition. Call 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Fox redefined suspense with the critically acclaimed series 24. Now we're redefining the medical drama with a groundbreaking new show from the director of X-Men. Meet Dr. Gregory House and his extraordinary team of doctors. Together, they take on the cases that no one else can solve.
I'm not talking about a treatment. I'm talking about a cure.
Disease has met its match. House, a new drama premiering this Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on Fox.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me. You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
With a global team of 4,000 news-gathering professionals, CNN is the world leader in news and information. And now, on Sirius, join Paul Azan, Anderson Cooper, Larry King, Lou Dobbs, Aaron Brown, and a host of other top news anchors and pros. Get inside the top stories and events of the day, plus business, sports, health, and entertainment. It's your news, your way. 24 hours a day. Sirius, CNN 104.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about, how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you got to check out StubHub.com. Started by two season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com. Got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
What do you do when your teenager is disrespectful to your spouse? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Your daughter says, "I hate you. You're the worst mom in the world." Or she lets a few choice words fly at your husband. What do you do? Well, you can just ignore it and let your spouse and child work it out. But what kind of message does that send to your child? They need to see a unified mom and dad. Parents who support each other with words and actions. If you don't like the way your spouse handled or treated your child, talk it out privately. Otherwise, send a clear, firm, and unified message to your child. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First.
To find out about ways you can build a stronger family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
In today's world, all voices must be heard. That's why our local Optimist Club sponsors an oratorical contest for local young people. The contest lets kids gain experience in public speaking.
If I could change the world.
It inspires today's youth to motivate and inform others through the art of public speaking. And it gives them an opportunity to compete for college scholarships. The Optimist Oratorical Contest.
You can make a difference too.
Bringing out the best in kids.
What day is it? Thursday?
Thursday.
It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. It's 20 past the hour. We're taking calls from veterans at 866-303-2270. It is Veterans Day. We will talk about that in a second. We'll talk to you people on the phone, you vets and whoever is calling at this time. Right now, I am going to the therapist today. Thank God. Thank God that I sometimes believe in. Here's my dream from last night. I'm in a dark club with the red lights flashing and the hip-hop is thumping. I walk in, and in the corner is this Mac Daddy. He's got on a white satin suit, gold chains, a white hat, tinted shades, and sipping a glass of Cristal. He's surrounded by three 18-year-old hotties in tube tops who are rubbing blow on their gums and laughing too much. He turns around. It's John Ashcroft. He says, "Hey, Mark Maron is, hey, Mark Maron is in the hizzo. Sit your ass down, player, Cristal." I say, "John, wow, man, what happened? First you resigned as Attorney General, now this?" Ashcroft says, "My whole life it was don't do this, don't do that. Well, you know what? Now it's all about me, baby. After 60 years, John's gonna get his freak on." He gives a blonde girl a spank and licks his lips and says, "I just like to watch you wiggle. They never did that back in Missouri." I say, "Dude, what about the singing? You used to like to sing." He says, "I'm getting into producing, a little of this, a little of that. The ladies take up a lot of my free time. I used to sing 'Let the Eagle Soar,' now my eagle is sore, if you know what I mean." He laughed, leaned over, and snorted a line of coke off the redhead thong. I say, "Hey, John, you know, I'm happy you're lightening up a bit, but this is off the deep end, man. I mean, don't you feel any responsibility to your country anymore?" He took off his tinted shades and looked me right in the eye. "Mark, this isn't a country anymore. It's a bunch of greedy, horny morons grabbing whatever they can. I figure Bush is going to run this place into the ground in a year or so, so I'd better get my pretzel twisted while I still can." He put his shades back on, snapped his fingers, and the girls rushed to his side. As they reached the exit, Ashcroft reached into his waistband, pulled out a Tech 9, and squeezed off 20 shots into the ceiling. "Hey, why not one of these?" Yeah. When the screaming from the club kids died down, you could hear Ashcroft laughing maniacally and yelling, "No rules, mother Ebert! No rules!" I woke up and my bed was filled with ostrich feathers.
Hey, can I play John Ashcroft in your next dream?
Sure, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let me do that right. Mother Ebert! It's hard. It's hard when you have to manually do the censored beep, because there's part of me that just wants to say bleepers. You know, but that would completely erase the need of the
again. No, right. Part of it is because you want to say the word.
Yeah. And, you know, I dropped one yesterday. I dropped an F yesterday. And Kayla was right. It was so funny. It was so early. And I don't know why, because I was so frustrated yesterday and so cranky. And so many things were without closure. And my brain was about to pop open that an F just came right out. And there was actually, there was an 8-second delay. All right. And then there's a dump button. But there was a 2 or 3 second delay on Kayla. Like, you know, I said it. And there was actually, Kayla was like, what?
Uh-huh.
Then he hit the
I think I jumped like 2 feet in the air.
I know. I guess it was just too early for that. That it couldn't possibly be happening. Let's take a call, change tone a little bit. Tom, listening to LIB in New York. Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning. I love your show, guys. Thank you so much for it.
Sure.
You know, I was in the Corps, and I got to tell you, the way this administration, really makes me mad about this administration, was the way they attacked John Kerry and Max Cleland.
Oh, absolutely.
Decorated veterans.
Shameless.
And the way they treat the veterans now, I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some details right here. I mean, you know, apparently, you know, only 12% of the soldiers in Iraq were equipped with body armor when the Iraq War began. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Well, when I was in the service, they put me in charge of thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is just incredible.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and apparently that, you know, before the election, it was reported that he planned to cut nearly $1 billion from veterans programs in a second term. I mean, this is a guy, he's never gone to a military funeral.
No.
And, you know, do you talk to other former Marines at all about how they feel about him?
Well, actually, they're kind of torn. About half the guys I know are more of the, you know, the gung-ho, right-wing kind of thing. But a lot more of them are starting to really become angry at this administration.
Yeah.
And I just want, George Washington wrote in 1789, real quick, he said, "The willingness with which our young people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportional to how they perceive the veterans of earlier wars were treated and appreciated by their nation."
Interesting.
I guess today he would regret he crossed the Potomac.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your call, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Gary, who's driving somewhere in Texas. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
How are you this morning?
All right. Good. Yourself?
I'm a 60-year-old veteran, served during Vietnam. I didn't go there. I grew up conservative Republican, mm-hmm. voted mostly Republican until Bill Clinton. He was the first Democrat I voted for.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a liberal. And this last election, I voted straight Democrat. I think the thing that turned me over was Abu Ghraib. That absolutely enforced in my mind how corrupt this administration is.
Yeah, corrupt and willing to leave the guys on the ground holding the bag.
Absolutely. I think my only concern about the liberal part of the country that I am now a part of,
mm-hmm.
and so even though I'm a very conservative, committed Christian,
mm-hmm.
I believe absolutely, totally in separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. I don't want the state to have any part of my church or vice versa. I wish somehow or another my liberal friends that I'm becoming a part of could be respectful of my beliefs. I don't mean that you have, in the way you talk, you're joking around right now, it doesn't bother me. But so many of them think that they've got to take and treat people who believe in religion as idiots and so forth. I can't prove it.
Right.
But I remember, I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember Alan Berg or not.
I remember Alan Berg, sure.
Okay, I remember listening to him one day, and I don't know if you've ever listened to him. He loved to take and rip on Christians.
Yeah.
And I remember, because I lived out in Cheyenne at the time, and I remember this one older lady called in, and she said, you know, I can't prove to you that Christ or the gospel or the Bible or any of that's true. All I can do is tell you what it's done for me in my life, and nothing you could do can take that away.
Yeah.
And Alan Berg, he said, ma'am, he said, I wish you'd stay on the line. I'd like to talk to you more. You're the first person that's made sense in all the years I've talked to him. And I believe that's Christianity is for me. It's not for me to preach to anybody else. But I wish people would be respectful of the fact that I have that right, just like you have a right to be, or anybody else has the right to be whatever they believe they should be, too.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call, because it was a good point. Well, I get accused of being, you know, harder than, but I don't call.
But see, he didn't accuse you, though.
No, but I've been pretty specific about a type of fanatic that I think is stupidity, and, you know, a lot of people don't quite hear me saying that. When speaking of this, we're going to be back with the Reverend James Forbes, who is
the pastor of the Riverside Church, the senior pastor of the Riverside Church right here in New York City, a leading progressive clergyman. He's going to talk about the future of progressive politics and religion when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Great.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives $1 towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Cracked Up plays George Collin. Raw Dog plays him too. Cracked Up plays the cleaner bits, and Raw Dog plays the blue. Raw Dog's 147, Cracked Up's 146. Both play lots of comedy and other funny sh.
Cracked Up and Raw Dog, two flavors of funny from Sirius.
If FM could, they probably would. It's radio that's cool. No FCC rules.
The New York Times calls it an impressive tool. CNN says it's a must-have for travelers. And the Wall Street Journal claims it worked flawlessly. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete and secure access to anything on your office PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. It's fast, it's easy, and it's secure. Log in from any computer in the world, and GoToMyPC will allow you to work with all your programs and files, email, and network resources, just like you were sitting at your desk. Stop carrying your bulky laptop everywhere. No more copying important files back and forth between computers. Try it free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SiriusRadio. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SiriusRadio. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days. You'll love it.
This is Earth and Sky. Despite over a decade of conservation, spotted owls are still in decline, and scientists aren't sure why.
Scientists study spotted owls primarily in the Pacific Northwest and California. Each area of study can consist of hundreds of thousands of acres and contain fewer than 100 pairs of spotted owls. The fact that the owls are nocturnal makes them even harder to find.
Rocky Gutierrez is chair of the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at the University of Minnesota in St. Paul. He studied spotted owls in their habitats for nearly 25 years.
The sum total of these study areas and the number of birds that have been individually banded so that we can identify individuals probably represents the largest single study of population dynamics of an endangered species ever conducted in the world. So it's a monumental effort. And despite this great amount of effort, we still have uncertainty about some of the populations and what their status is.
Dr. Gutierrez thinks that a combination of hostile weather, a recent invasion of barred owls, and past habitat loss might be why spotted owls are declining. More about owls next time.
Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.
A pop quiz for parents with third grade teacher Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. 1. Name one Hollywood director. 2. Name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number 3. Name one comedian. 4. Name one game show host. 5. Name one professional athlete. Number 6. Name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
past the hour. I am Mark Maron. That is Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Good morning.
Here we go, man. Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 136. Leaders of Iraq. Good morning. Yes. I need to clear something up. Just before we attacked Fallujah, one of our Marine colonels was quoted as saying, "We are just awaiting orders from Prime Minister Alawi." This assumes that the United States Marines, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, America's elite fighting force, are waiting around to receive the go-ahead from some civilian we installed in office, and a Shiite Muslim to boot. This story has more holes than the walls of the Fallujah Hospital. Let's make this clear, my friends. Only our officers give orders to our soldiers, except in the case of Abu Ghraib, when they were clearly acting on their own. That's the official line, and I'm sticking with it. The point is, we don't take orders from you. That implies a comfort level with foreigners we just don't have. We don't even like sitting in the back of cabs listening to the sitar music for 10 minutes. So when some colonel says he's waiting for orders from Alawi, assume he's joking. They have an odd sense of humor in the military. Again, Abu Ghraib. Funny? To them, yes. Our guys could really use some time off. You get what I'm saying? So good luck and God bless, and by God, I mean our God. This is day 136 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Live Free or Die. The Reverend Forbes was looking at me like, what side is this station on exactly? Well, I don't know how
this looking for the exit.
That was done with a certain amount of irony that we've established. With us now, Senior Minister of the Riverside Church, one of the largest multicultural congregations in the country, Reverend Dr. James Forbes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor.
Now, Riley asked you a great question. What was that question again? I think it's a great way to open the
interview. 53 years old. I don't remember.
Al, come on.
I'm only kidding. No, what I was asking Reverend Forbes was whether or not his congregation was depressed with the results of the election a week ago Tuesday.
Many of the members of my congregation were devastated by the effect because we had worked so hard in mobilization 2004 to try to get the progressive message out there. So it was a real disappointment. On the other hand, I told them we cannot indulge this depression because there's too much for us to do. There's going to be an inaugural ball. And I said, we have to be sober. They're going to be so happy at that ball, so much going on, so much drinking, and somebody needs to have clear vision about where we're headed. Somebody needs to have patience with a difficult period of time, and somebody needs to know how to get us back, because I think America needs to come back home. But if there's not a designated driver, I think I'm not sure she's going to make it back home, and I think that's what the progressives are going to have to do. Let's be clear-eyed, and let's also be focused upon where we are trying to go, rather than being pulled back into some far distant past.
You know, what the Bush administration is calling, you know, quote-unquote moral values, I mean, you know, in a lot of ways it doesn't seem they represent true Christian values. How did they co-opt this phrase, and what do you think of that?
I think what happens is people find out where are the buttons inside of people which, when pushed, will cause them to narrow down their focus and just go right on down one path. You've got 10 commandments, for heaven's sake. If you just take the 7th that has to do with thou shalt not commit adultery and decide that that means you can go ahead and steal, you can go ahead and kill, you can go ahead and lie, because you got everybody focused on this adultery thing or the sexual thing or the same sex thing or the stem cell thing. So what happened is people discovered if you narrow down a large list of real relevant issues like poverty, like peace, like respect for other cultures, if you narrow it down to one thing, you can then seduce people into believing that this is the matter that God cares about. Everything else you can forget. That's manipulation. And people pretty soon will wake up to the fact that, you know what, we got all upset over one or two values, while our economy, while the respect for democracy, while the values upon which this nation was built were just completely bypassed.
Can I throw one of these in? I'm doing hallelujah right now. You can't hear it. You don't have your headphones on. But man, just your tone, I was captivated. I was listening deeply.
Well, you know, Reverend Forbes heads one of the biggest multicultural churches, as you pointed out at the beginning, in America, not just in the city of New York. And I wonder, Reverend Forbes, when it comes to, were you surprised at all that people seem to be attracted to these, quote, moral values? I mean, there were a lot of people in the Democratic Party that did not think, for example, that the issue of same-sex marriage was going to be one that decided the election. They really didn't think people would vote based on those kinds of beliefs. Did it surprise you?
No, it did not surprise me, because I've been traveling all across the country for the last 5-6 months in congregations, and I have found that people are really impacted by the emotional content when you start talking about sexual matters, that they think that, and everybody, most all of us, you have to acknowledge that nobody made an A on sexual development. So there's a whole lot of guilt in that. And so when you push those buttons, people who are insecure in general find themselves in a heightened state of vulnerability to that kind of appeal. So I was not surprised. I think people do care. But they don't just care about sex. They care about globalization and their loss of a sense of power. They care about the fact that the political landscape is now filled with fear, fear, fear. Which code are we on?
But they do that on purpose, don't you? Think that the fear of people was exploited in order to politicize
religion? That was the major issue. If we can keep them scared and promise to secure them, we will be able to control their minds. We will be able to focus their attention, and of course, we'll be able to get their vote. I kept experiencing, okay, now we're going to stir them up again. We're going to make them scared. We're going to trot out Bin Laden again. We're going to tell them that we got information. It came a year ago, but we really are looking at it in a fresh way. Every day, I thought I saw some mechanism designed to make people fear, and when people vote their fears, they are not likely to be as clear-headed, and I suspect that they won't hold on to those convictions. They'll begin to say, we've been duped.
Did you know that Bin Laden actually lives in the basement of the White House?
They just go down and take them whenever. Now you're making me afraid.
Reverend Forbes, I asked somebody this same question earlier in the week, and they really weren't clear about what the actual answer was. And as a black clergyman, I wanted to ask you, why do you think it is that so many people in the black community who vehemently opposed gay marriage, because there is a large segment of the black community that does oppose it, why do you think they voted overwhelmingly Democratic, while people in outside the black community who had the same level or even a lower level of opposition did not?
You know, number one, our voting is much more traditional. We have tended to vote Democratic because we say this is a party that cares about us. That's not always true, but generally speaking, that's the perspective. So even though the people were stirred up about gay marriage, they recognized that they've lived with gay people. We have gay people in our churches. They play music for us in our whole operation. They run other areas. We've learned that that's not the real issue. We want to know education for our kids. We want to know about health care. We want to know that we are not operating on the dismantling of the Bill of Rights. And we think that a world that has respect for other nations is a better place for us to live in. So we can handle some difference, but the basics must be in place.
We're talking to the Reverend Dr. James Forbes, and we will continue talking to him after this. It's 42 past the hour on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition. It's more than just a commute companion.
Listen online at morningsedition.com when you get to work, courtesy of Air America Radio.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue is a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Fox redefines suspense with the critically acclaimed series 24.
Now, we're redefining the medical drama with a groundbreaking new show from the director of X-Men. Meet Dr. Gregory House and his extraordinary team of doctors. Together, they take on the case that no one else can solve.
I'm talking about a treatment. I'm talking about a cure.
Disease has met its match. House, a new drama, premiering this Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on Fox.
Hi, this is Doug Dupuy for SelectQuote, and I just called
Cheryl Payne,
one of SelectQuote's licensed agents.
Hi, Mr. Dupuy.
Hi, Cheryl. Why buy term life insurance through SelectQuote instead of somebody else?
Well, Mr. Dupuy, about 2 out of 3 people have health or lifestyle issues. Could be high blood pressure, skydiving. Now, depending on what insurance company you choose, you could overpay hundreds of dollars a year.
Well, where does SelectQuote come in?
SelectQuote's a real matchmaker. We impartially shop the pick of America's top life insurers to match you with your best buy.
Got an example?
Sure. I just matched a man 40 years old who takes cholesterol medication with a $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
Quite a match, Cheryl. Why not let SelectQuote match you with your best buy? Just call 1-800-772-8300. That's 1-800-772-8300. Or log on to SelectQuote.com.
Examples: First Colony Preferred, Best Colony, 10-year term, Policy Form 1420 and 1421 et al. Underwritten by First Colony Life Insurance Company, a GE Financial Assurance Company, Lynchburg, Virginia. Policy subject to underwriting approval, available in most states.
With a global team of 4,000 news gathering professionals, CNN is the world leader in news and information. And now, on Sirius, join Paula Zahn, Anderson Cooper, Larry King, Lou Dobbs, Aaron Brown, and a host of other top news anchors and pros. Get inside the top stories and events of the day, plus business, sports, health, and entertainment. It's your news, your way. 24 hours a day. Sirius, CNN 104.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about: how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you got to check out StubHub.com. Started by 2 season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com. Got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
StubHub!
How do you teach conversation skills to a toddler? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Start by kneeling down and making eye contact with your young child. Limit the amount of words you use and keep the message simple. Allow your toddler enough time to respond to what you've just said. Keep in mind that during these early years, you're teaching far more than word recognition. You're actually modeling for your toddler proper ways to communicate with future teachers, peers, employers, and perhaps their own family one day. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find out about ways you can build a stronger family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
Want to influence a child's life? Wear your seatbelt. Research shows that when a driver doesn't wear a seatbelt, 70% of the time the children in that car don't either. And an unbuckled child is in danger. Traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for children. Help us stop unbuckled adults from endangering children's lives. There's just too much to lose. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Buckle Up America.
10 p.m., there is a panel discussion up there in the nave at the Riverside Church titled, Where Do We Go From Here? An Interfaith Dialogue on Religion and the Future of American Politics. And you're going to be on the panel with Dr. Cornel West and several other people.
That's right. Dr. Susanna Heschel, Talib Abdul Rashid, Manny Marable. I think we're going to have a hot time. It's going to be
great. Where do we go from here?
We better go into our values. And I don't mean two values.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the broad values upon which this nation was built. And that includes care for those who can't care for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It means productivity based on regulations that are fair for all of the people. It is based on a global vision that we are the global leaders. What is our vision for the globe, and how do we manifest that in our own nation? And we're going to be discussing how do religious values stop destroying folks and actually build up community and get us ready for the the mission that is ahead.
How did they do that? I mean, the Republicans have taken, you know, have mutated moral values into making, you know, fanatical evangelical Christians believe that part of being a evangelical Christian is to only rely on yourself and not worry about people.
One of the Achilles heels of the progressive movement has been progressives don't like to tell folks what to do. We are very tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
That translates into we are often very silent while other people are saying things.
Mm-hmm.
We say, let them go ahead. They have a right to what they say. And we end up not saying as faithfully and as forcefully what we do believe in. And that way we kind of get pushed in the corner and wake up and discover we should have spoken up while we were sitting around trying to be tolerant. I believe in tolerance, but I do not believe in the abdication of the strong convictions that you have. You got to say them. You got to make them effective.
Right.
We also lost the airwaves. We turned it over to the folks while we were being intellectual and concerned about rational issues and principles. We lost heart. We got to get that back, because if progressive values are not touching the hearts of people, then there's no future for that movement. But I think I see them awakening now. I believe we got heart and head together, and we better put our hands together across many different ideological perspectives so we can hold on to the democracy upon which our nation was built.
Oh my God. I got to do another hallelujah.
Reverend Forbes, do you worry about issues pertaining to the separation of church and state? I mean, a lot has been said by progressives in the wake of what happened the other Tuesday.
The distortion. Separation of church and state means that the government is not supposed to favor any of us or to establish any of us. That does not mean that moral and spiritual values should not impact policy development. What that means is that people of deep convictions that are born out of religion need to bring those convictions to public discussion so that out of a public exchange we can get the wisdom and then implement policies. It is dangerous for a nation that was built upon respect for God, the Creator, endowed us with certain inalienable rights, and then we're going to start sort of saying a purely secular framework is adequate to the sustaining of those values. So that's what we got to do. Not to make religion tell the politicians what to do, but to bring political sensitivity and spiritual depth to our future vision of what this nation is supposed to be.
But in some ways, it seems to me that a lot of the ministers in certain regions mobilized their congregations to specifically vote for Bush, not even on political issues, but just because they had frightened them so much that if they didn't elect Bush, then the country would be on a slippery slope to moral degradation.
The truth is that in some places, the administration became an idol god.
Mm.
People actually looked, they can save us. In that choice, they abdicated the very God they say they believed in. It is a perilous thing to have people think that the president is going to save them. And God's looking around, I guess, saying, well, my goodness, if they can do that, well, let's see what happens at the end of the day. They will not be able to save us. A deeper commitment of faith to the higher God is necessary for both the right and the left.
You spoke of tolerance earlier.
Yes.
Do you believe that progressives, religious progressives, ought to speak out about elements of culture that they are not comfortable with? Because obviously the right has done that, and they've done it extremely well, and they've managed to Velcro the whole issue or the whole idea of the Hollywood elite to progressives.
Yes.
So now should progressives push back? Should progressives speak out if they have a problem with a Britney Spears or whomever?
Progressives need to recognize that naivete about power is not going to serve their cause. That means to say that when we have perspectives, even if it's uncomfortable and even if it requires critique of others, we need to do that. We don't do the enemy a favor simply to be silent. Somebody says a fool shouted in the marketplace, and because nobody challenged that thesis, it became incontrovertible. If we don't speak up, we have ourselves to blame for the advancement of values that are taking us back centuries.
Okay, well, that seems like a great place to end our conversation, Reverend. And I want to plug this again. Where do we go from here? An interfaith dialogue on religion and the future of American politics.
At the Riverside Church next Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
Tremendous.
Be there. It will be a quality conversation. We haven't had a lot of that during the campaign, but this one will be,
that. Now, that's 490 Riverside Drive and 120th Street. For those of you who don't know where the Riverside Church is located, it is that huge church on the huge hill in the village of Harlem.
And you can MapQuest it if you're flying in for the panel. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Reverend.
Inspiration.
As always, great
inspiration.
To see you.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
We have, if we could, on your way out, Reverend, if you can send in the Cardinal. That would be helpful.
Yeah, he's kind of scruffy looking, but he is the Cardinal nonetheless.
I'll tell you, that was, a Reverend speaks, you know, and he was sitting right there. Yeah, it's captivating.
It's uplifting.
Yeah,
it really is, because he's got a positive outlook on how these things are going
to
change.
I'll tell you, by the end of the run of this show, whenever that is, I might be a believer. Well, you know, right now, the Bible's book of Revelations, this is an ironic transition, but the Bible's book of Revelations portends the end of days and the second coming of the Christian Messiah, one of our president's favorite stories. Though no one knows when the end times will come, there are signs that will appear to men. Here on Morning Sedition, we won't let you be caught off guard by the end of the world. That's why we present this week's Rapture Watch with Cardinal Milfington of the recently disgraced Diocese of Shady Shores, Texas. Your Grace...
Listen closely, all ye hedonistic idolators. Give me a heads up, ye idolatoring hedonistic sticks. Pay attention, all ye patrons of the Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge in Stockton, California. Especially that last guy who stayed in room 211. Stop draining your microwaved bacon in the bed sheets. Last Hebdomino. I told you how a multitude of votes were raptured to heaven before they were even counted. The week before that, I told you how a Pennsylvania judge ruled it was okay for a young couple to live in sin with an elderly squirrel.
Oh, no.
And the week before that, I told you to come home, Peanut. Why did you run from me? I gave you my love. You're nothing but a cheap harlot. See if I ever stand on my porch again with a bag of filberts making this sound. But it's too late to dwell on what might have been, for it has come to pass that Attorney General John Ashcroft has resigned. That's right, America's safe now, and John Ashcroft is busy packing his bags to sit at the throne of Peanut... I mean, God.
What?
His mission is done, humanity. And you know what? So are you. Unless you're a Christian. Otherwise, it's off to Six Flags over hell for an eternity of waiting in line for Sylvester's Pounce and Bounce. Bouncy, bouncy we go. For it was prophesied in Revelation, one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Quote, let the eagle soar like she's never soared before, from rocky coast to golden shore. Let the mighty eagle soar. Unquote. Man, I've read a lot of Revelations in my day, but that has got to be the best. Doesn't it just conjure up images of an afterlife cleansed of drinking, dancing, and premarital sex? Yeah, that's good rapture. Now, don't get all riled up, non-believers. You had your chance to join us, you calico cat-loving buggle mills. God's pissed off, and he doesn't want to hear no woulda, coulda, shoulda. And as for you, Peanut, keep on fornicating, and we'll keep the light on for you. In hell!
Oh, wow. So Cardinal, you and the Reverend going to chat a little bit now? Or?
Yeah, thanks for having me follow a Reverend, by the way. Yeah.
What's the matter, man?
Maybe we ought to share some notes before the show.
Well, you know, it was great. Thanks for everything. Yeah.
You're welcome. Whatever.
What was that, Shady Shores, Texas? Is that where he's going back to?
Oh, boy. I don't know where he comes from or where he's going, that guy.
Too much.
Huh?
Well,
I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting that, you know, about belief, you know, and about the nature of belief and about, you know, the way that progressive values are integrated into the true Christian thinking is very impressive to me. And I don't want people to think that I don't understand
why people believe. Believe me, it would, you know, it would be a lot easier if I could effectively have a belief system that worked for me, because I really, as I said before, you know, sometimes you have to put a dogmatic cap on that powder keg of panic so you don't walk around screaming all the time. And I'll tell you honestly, Riley, I've seen in the last week two people just walking down the street going, why? I swear to God, I wish I was kidding.
Those are people who have no beliefs.
One of them was me.
Oh, okay. In the next hour of Morning's Edition, guess who's coming through?
Who?
Judy Gold.
Judy!
Judy Gold! You know we're going to have a hot time in the old town this morning,
sure,
all right? And we got a whole lot more for you here on Air America Radio.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ben.
I am Edison Photograph. Did he like so you would have melody on?
Now, Sirius Satellite Fresh. It's on.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. A car bomb attack in a crowded commercial area of Baghdad leaves at least 17 people dead. Officials say at least 8 others were wounded by the bomb in the heart of the Iraqi capital. Police on the scene say the blast narrowly missed the U.S. convoy that passed by minutes earlier. One man who was injured in the blast is calling on the interim Iraqi government to use more deadly force against terrorists. Funeral preparations now underway in Egypt as the police line the streets and take positions on high buildings awaiting the arrival of Yasser Arafat's body. The 75-year-old Palestinian leader passed away last night after dropping in and out of a coma while in a French military hospital. The U.S. Embassy in Cairo is warning Americans to avoid areas where protests could erupt. With the passing of Arafat, Palestinian and Israeli leaders are calling on each other to resume peace efforts. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says the recent events could be a historic turning point in the Middle East. The Palestinian Foreign Minister Nabil Shaaf says Israel has used its dislike of Arafat to dodge its obligations under the international peace plan. Shaaf wants Israel to live up to its responsibilities under the U.S.-backed roadmap peace deal. Nominated just one day and President Bush's selection for this nation's next attorney general has some liberal groups concerned about possible civil rights abuse in the name of fighting terror. The head of the group called the Alliance for Justice says Alberto Gonzalez has told the administration to ignore the rule of law, and the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union wants the Senate to take a close look at the role Gonzalez has played in the war on terror and in putting together the Patriot Act. For his part, Bush says Gonzalez, his White House counsel, has a sharp intellect and sound judgment. Gonzalez says he has a good working relationship with the White House.
I do look forward, if confirmed, to continue to work with my friends and colleagues in the White House in a different capacity on behalf of our president as we move forward to make America better, safer, and stronger.
Vice President Cheney's former corporate home, Halliburton, may have gotten some help with contracts in Kuwait. State Department records show the U.S. ambassador to Kuwait intervened in contract talks last year. That contradicts Bush administration assurances of a hands-off policy towards the company. The recently released records show that the diplomat demanded that the Houston-based company use a subcontractor favored by the Kuwaiti government. The political appointee sent an email saying Halliburton officials needed to, and we quote now, get off their butts and conclude deals to make the Kuwaiti firm the sole company supplying gasoline for Iraq. A separate Army document shows the career contracting official overseeing fuel purchases was urging competition. State Department officials say the diplomat was acting in his capacity as deputy administrator of the Coalition Provisional Authority and not as the State Department employee. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
Cracked up plays George Collins, wrote or plays him too.
Cracked Up plays a cleaner bit, and Raw Dog plays a blue. Raw Dog's 147, Cracked Up's 146. Both play lots of comedy and other funny shit.
Cracked Up and Raw Dog, two flavors of funny from Sirius.
If FM could, they probably would. It's radio that's cool. No FCC rules.
The New York Times calls it an impressive tool. CNN says it's a must-have for travelers. And the Wall Street Journal claims it worked flawlessly. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete and secure access to anything on your office PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. It's fast, it's easy, and it's secure. Log in from any computer in the world, and GoToMyPC will allow you to work with all your programs and files, email, and network resources, just like you were sitting at your desk. Stop carrying your bulky laptop everywhere. No more copying important files back and forth between computers. Try it free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SiriusRadio. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SiriusRadio. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days. You'll love it.
Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, and this is your Daily Money Makeover. Beth wants to know if cashing out her mutual funds to pay off her home is a good idea. My advice to her after this.
Federal college loan rates are now at their lowest levels in history. So if you currently have high-interest student loans, it's time to refinance. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. With one call, you could be on your way to saving thousands. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE.
Beth wants to know if she should cash out some mutual funds.
We're considering selling some mutual funds to downpay our mortgage, and we're wondering if that would make sense.
Are they inside of a retirement account?
No. No, we have...
How much are the mutual funds worth?
$200,000.
And how much is your mortgage?
$95,000.
Let's pretend your home is paid for and that you only had $100,000 in mutual funds. Would you go borrow $95,000 on your home to put more in mutual funds?
No, I would just think take all the money that I would be paying on my mortgage toward investing.
That's a great answer. It also tells us that you ought to cash out your mutual funds today and pay off your mortgage. Because if you wouldn't borrow on a paid-for house to end up with $200,000 in mutual funds, then taking out $100,000 to have a paid-for house is the exact same math. I can tell you that if I woke up in your shoes today, Trish, and I'd take my old house payment, just like you so wisely said a while ago, and use that to build my mutual funds back up to $200K, I'd be out of debt instantaneously.
This has been your Daily Money Makeover with best-selling author and America's most trusted source for financial straight talk, Dave Ramsey.
Mark Maron at 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, Jesus, philosopher, kings and queens, pissed off liberals, victims of all kinds, liberal bullies, you know, anybody's listening. How are you, conservatives? All you Dixiecrats and Democrats who voted for Bush, I don't like you, but thanks for listening. What the hell were you thinking? That's all I'm saying. Good morning to you, Mark Riley.
Good morning to you, Mark Maron.
Nice. That was very nice. That was perfect. You know, I don't know what the hell is going on. You know what? I do know that we're going to talk to Judy Gold in a little while. She's going to be on the phone. I want to thank people that, you know, a lot of people have been emailing. Very nice, exciting emails. I always enjoy that. You know, there are some that are not so good, but that's all right. You know, if you're making the effort, do whatever you need. Because, you know, the ones that aren't good, if they, you know, piss me off, I'll read them on the air and get all worked up. And if they hurt my feelings, I'll just take in the pain and I'll move through it.
We're all Americans here. Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
You're entitled.
I'm just glad that no one's spanking me, you know, if I don't do a good show.
Wait a minute. Where's that spanking story? You had a spanking story.
What do you think I brought it up for, right? Just out of nowhere?
No. I got to find it now. Fake that, blows. Oh, wait a minute. I got it.
That didn't sound like a segue of any kind.
Do we have a... Oh, no, that's right. We don't have a spanking though.
We got
only
something
whips.
Close. Whips. Hey, Mark, I don't think your energy is really good in that first segment, so... Ooh. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I'll be bad all the time. Hey, I had no idea that this would feel so...
Whoa.
We're going to talk about that, you know, the King's, the movie about Kinsley.
That was a guy's name as well. I want to talk about that a little bit. Maybe we'll talk about that with Judy. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I can't. It's so amazing that, you know, conservatives are so afraid. Not conservatives. Let's just be truthful about it. Religious fanatics, you know, conservative Christians who are, you know, not necessarily, you know, regular Christians. I'm not, again, I want to make it clear. I don't have any problem with most Christians. It's just the ones that try to impose their values on my life, the ones that are really afraid of what's in their pants and whatever it is in there that can do. That makes me a little uncomfortable. But this was too much, though, dude. This was too much. The owner of a shaved ice business.
Yeah, really?
A shaved ice business.
Red Bank, Tennessee.
In Red Bank, Tennessee, was arrested after two employees claimed he had spanked them for making mistakes at work. Now, first of all, one of the employees, you know, after the first spanking was like, what are you kidding? And
yeah,
left, right? But the other one stayed for a year. A year after the spanking. All right? Unbelievable. I mean, granted, you know, maybe I don't know the full situation.
Well, no, here's the full situation. This guy is 57 years old. You'll notice that the employees that he spanked, for A, were female, and B, were both 19.
Yeah.
Something tells me that he was getting a little bit more out of those spankings.
Of course. One of them said that he took pictures of her while she was stocking the shelves. That was the one who was spanked. You know, but one of the women told the police that on her first day at the Tasty Flavor Snow Biz, Levin Good, the guy, the boss,
Tasty Flavor,
made her sign a statement that said, "I give Gene permission to bust my behind any way he sees fit."
Wow. Haven't I seen a couple of movies that started out like this? I don't know.
Okay, your favorite job, right? And your boss says, "Okay, I think you're perfect for the job, but you can just sign this.
Yeah,
I give you the permission to bust my behind.
Bust my behind. Not even spank me. Bust my behind."
There's probably that moment where it's like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, right. He's got to be kidding.
That's
right.
Cute. A little enforcement. Moving to more serious things. You know, as more evidence comes out and as more reports of you know, defrauding, you know, some of the fraud accusations, I want to encourage people to make the changes that we need to make in the electoral system. There does have to be some mobilization in local government around the computerized voting machines. If you want to get involved with some of the lawsuits that are taking place or donate money to the cause of getting those lawsuits taken up or actually filed, blackboxvoting.org is the place to go.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, if lawyers are so greedy and avaricious, which Bush always says in terms of tort reform, how come so many of them work pro bono on these kinds of cases?
You know, I'm personally frustrated, as I said earlier, but I know there's a lot of different listeners, that, you know, when you look at the Republican political machine on all its levels, it's like, you know, Bill Clinton spoke last night at Hamilton College.
Was that the night before last?
Okay, the night before last, but I saw a segment of it last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'd really like to read the transcript of that. If there was a Q&A period, I'd like to hear what his thoughts are and his reflections are on what happened. I'd like to know about that. And I talked to Clutch Larson, and I said, "Dude, can we get a transcript of this or a full tape of it?" We couldn't find it anywhere. And, you know, there are people, as I said before, that literally have, you know, fish bootlegs, you know, from the last 15 years of that band. And before that, Grateful Dead bootlegs. There are people that have song lists of everything. And these are people that do it on their own because they love the band. What I'm saying is, can't the DNC, the ineffectual organization that it is, or can't somebody, you know, follow these guys around, the few Democratic ideologues that we have, the dudes that actually have the charisma and have the vision to help us out in this mess that we're in? Can't there be somebody there that provides us transcripts? Can't there be a website that's collectively available with Democratic talking points? I mean, I guarantee it, people as diverse in their evil as Rush Limbaugh to James Dobson to Jerry Falwell to Pat Robertson to, you know, Mark Roscoe, all these guys through certain think tanks and foundations are delivered daily talking points. That's why all of them say the same thing at the same time, give or take a couple of words. We don't even have something in place that functions that way. I don't know when that's going to happen, but the idea that I can't find a transcript of when Bill Clinton speaks at a college publicly is ridiculous. I know if I did a little research, I should be able to, but there should be one website that we can all go to hear what the guys who actually have vision on our party are saying.
Well, you know, the guys like you were talking about, Roscoe and guys like, they have these toads that kind of like follow them around and record everything they do.
We need some toads. Is there any out
out there willing to toad
for
the Democrats.
For the Democrats, yeah.
You know, and also, you know, starting next week, you know, we're having a big meeting today about, you know, what we're going to be doing on the show. We're going to be introducing some new segments. We're going to, you know, try and engage our listeners in a little different way. We're looking for local heroes. We're going to be doing a segment, you know, profiling, you know, regular people who activate and actually, you know, go out into the world and do things. Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear from those people, and we'd like to, you know, if you have a story to tell about, you know, what you're doing to change the face of the Democratic Party or to help other people or just to put progressive values out there into the world in a shameless way, you know, we'd appreciate an email. It's sedition at airamericaradio.com. You know, and, you know, with phone contact, so, you know, so we can call you and hear your story and push you on the air to, you know, to bring people together. Because let's not forget, you know, you put the electoral map aside, you know, and stop looking at those two primary colors. You know, it's still a very divided country, and there's no reason to look down at the South. There's no reason to alienate people. There's no reason for progressives and liberals to make it any worse than it already is, because, you know, in Kentucky, 40% of the people there voted against Bush. Arkansas, 45% voted against Bush. In Missouri, 46% voted against Bush. Virginia, 45%. West Virginia, 43%. North Carolina, 44%. South Carolina, 41%. There's a lot of people down there that are reaching out, and we got to come together around this. And remember that, you know, that blue and red map means nothing. It means nothing, because there's a lot of people out there that believe the way we believe, that progressive ideas and values are important. We just had the Reverend Forbes in here last hour, who really encapsulated it beautifully what those values were. And I just want to see people come together, because a large percentage of the population of this country believes in liberal values and also correct values. It's just a matter of getting on the same page and not being, you know, alienating them within our own party.
Yeah.
Not just party, but within our own ideology, being the reactionary, knee-jerk, progressive douchebag that I am. You know, I tend to be misunderstood at times, but, you know, I am not trying to alienate those people.
No, look, we have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean that work will not bear fruit. If you do the work, it will bear fruit. That's the lesson that the Republicans and Karl Rove have been essentially thrown in our faces.
I don't know how to unhypnotize some people, though. Let me try this. I'm snapping.
There we go.
You're awake.
Huh?
Anything? Huh. All right, we'll see. We'll be back. It's 15 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley, Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last Tuesday gave many of us the election hangover of a lifetime. But the 2004 campaign should also give us reasons to believe this bleak political situation can be turned around. 2 years ago, Democrats were dead in the water, and progressives were playing permanent defense against a popular president whose record got little scrutiny from the media. In 18 short months, progressive organizations formed a grassroots coalition that forced the GOP to pull out every stop in this election. We've seen the launch of key new players in progressive media like Air America, the blossoming of organizations like True Majority and MoveOn.org, and broad coalitions like National Voice, whose promise is only beginning to be fulfilled. These efforts produce huge gains in voter participation among youth, women on their own, communities of color, and first-time voters. Let's not delude ourselves. What's been accomplished isn't enough, and there's tough work ahead. But the time for grief and disbelief is over. Let's celebrate what's been gained and build on it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
Cracked up plays George Carlin, Raw Dog plays him too. Cracked up plays the cleaner bits, and Raw Dog plays the blue.
Raw Dogs 147, Kratos 146. Both play lots of comedy and other funny shit.
Cracked Up and Raw Dog, two flavors of funny from Sirius.
If FM could, they probably would. It's radio that's cool. No FCC rules.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about, how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you got to check out StubHub.com. Started by two season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com. Got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB. StubHub!
Are you significant? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. The dictionary defines significant as someone who is noteworthy, valuable, or important. In our culture, we determine our significance by what we have, what we do for a living, and by comparing ourselves to others. But none of these are really good definitions. We should not look at outward signs and appearances to determine our significance. Instead, we should look at our hearts. An ancient proverb says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find some great resources for strengthening your family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or call 1-800-956-8300. That's
1-800-956-8300. Attention swimmers! Get out of the water! Everybody, out of the water!
Dude, it's a pair of thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom, who's been swimming a lot with her kids, must have lost them.
Well, I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54. Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Past the hour, we're here trying to enjoy our freedom before they put us in the internment camps, Mark Riley.
That's right.
Yeah, who knows what this, Alberto Abu Ghraib Gonzalez is going to do. You know what I mean? That Patriot Act's a slippery slope. It's not just terrorists now, it's chronic masturbators and liberal talk show hosts. But we do know what the president's doing today, because Ray brought it earlier with his mohawk and his fatigues on. But now apparently he can hack into any of the Palm Pilots within the administration. We got the presidents today. We had Rumsfeld yesterday.
I know.
Was it?
No.
Ashcroft, yeah.
Ashcroft and then Rumsfeld.
Interesting. Here we go. 7 a.m. wake up. Note, don't have to go to Ashcroft's dorky prayer breakfast anymore. Maybe the new guy will bring chorizo. 10:50 a.m. arrive at Arlington National Cemetery. Note, have someone extinguish that eternal flame over there. Very distracting. 10:53 a.m. Take a walk around gravestones. Note, these are the kind of veterans. These are my kind of veterans. Not a whining bunch. Not whining about health care, benefits, lack of equipment, blah, de, blah, blah, blah. 10:55 a.m. Participate in wreath laying ceremony. Tomb of the Unknowns. Note, make a point of having photo op with his widow. The Unknowns, that would be. Nothing? Oh, well. 11 a.m. Speak of Veterans Day ceremony subjects, not to mention my total lack of combat experience, my plans to cut veterans programs, Iraq, John Kerry, the line of fresh caskets, and Andrews Air Force Base, our plans to invade Iran, Vietnam, the upcoming draft. You know what? Maybe it's best to steer clear of any military references. How was that? 6:50 p.m. Back at the White House. Welcome, Tony Blair. Make him kiss my ring and call me Godfather. Assure him his obedience will be rewarded. 7:30 p.m. dinner with Blair. Now tell him if it looks like he's going to be voted out, we'll be happy to liberate England, but only if he supplies some troops.
How about that? 9 p.m. after dinner. No talk to Blair about how the whole monarchy thing works and how somebody could get set up a deal like that. Any possibilities that we could do that at all? So, Arafat dead.
Yes.
It happened.
After 3 days.
Yes.
Well, actually, after longer than that. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation.
Hold on. I just got the report in. Thank you, Pastor. He died again.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. That's is the second time.
Second time since we've been on the air.
I'm sorry. We're mocking somebody.
He passed away.
He passed away. He's dead. When I grew up, he was just a bad guy. That's how it was characterized to me.
Well, to a lot of Americans, he's still a bad guy. He is, in many cases, reviled, called a terrorist. My primary beef with him is it always troubles me when leaders of organizations that are supposed to represent poor people become rich themselves.
Or allow those poor people to be used as human bombs.
Bombs, yeah. Yeah, that's another part of it
as well. That might be a little bit of a problem there.
Yeah.
But it was interesting in my recollection, being a child, during the 70s, 13, 12, I just remember that guy, as I said earlier, that the bad guys back then had a certain panache in the way they dressed. You know, it was before the whole Islamic thing completely took hold. You know, if you compare, Osama bin Laden and the sort of, dour kind of cleric-y look to, what Arafat and Gaddafi were doing in the 70s. Man, it's a completely different vibe.
Well, a particular sense of fashion style.
Back then, you kind of got the feeling the terrorists were having a great time. You know? Not anymore.
Well, the question of how Arafat's death is going to impact the Mideast peace process, the roadmap, the whole nine yards. There are signals coming from the Bush administration that this president is now prepared, after almost 2 years of keeping his hands off the Mideast situation, that he's actually going to get re-involved now.
Mm-hmm.
How he's going to do that and what credibility he'll have.
He's going to sit them down and he's going to say, how can we make this rapture thing happen? Let's just be practical about it.
Ah, okay, so it is about the rapture.
First, of course. First of all, look, we got to get rid of the Dome of the Rock or else Jesus can't come back. So, let's just get practical about this. Sharon, who's the new guy going to be over there?
Abbas.
Mahmoud
Abbas, who was the former prime minister. He was there for 4 or 5 months, quit. After a beef with Arafat, considered a moderate guy, considered somebody, by the way, who the U.S. and the Israelis can deal with. The problem, of course, is that anybody that the U.S. and the Israelis can deal with loses face among rank-and-file Palestinians. Rank-and-file Palestinians don't necessarily want their leadership to be that good at dealing with Israel and the U.S.
Well, moving stateside, now we've got a new...
Alberto Gonzalez!
Alberto Abu Ghraib Gonzalez. Now, this guy's been with Bush for years. He's been his lawyer for years. He was a member of the Texas Supreme Court years ago. He was a whore for Enron money. He was also the guy that would make it okay on a conscience level for George Bush to execute people when he was governor of Texas. He used to brief the then governor on, what was going on with the prisoner to be executed, and basically those briefs would be limited to, guys are bad guys, got to die.
Yeah.
No mitigating circumstances
whatsoever. But now he's our attorney general.
Now he's our attorney general, and he's also the dude that made it okay for torture. His parameters that were set legally, and I put quotations around legally in relation to suspending the Geneva Conventions, and also, in his eyes, the idea of torture is... The only way you can justify it as being torture is injuries such as death, organ failure, serious impairment of body functions, and that's the only thing that constitutes torture. Anything other than that, it's not torture. Here's what Bush had to say about his new guy.
His sharp intellect and sound judgment have helped shape our policies in the war on terror. Policies designed to protect the security of all Americans while protecting the rights of all Americans.
Wow. And, oddly, Alberto Abu Ghraib Gonzalez, in his acceptance speech, said this.
Just give me a chance to prove myself. That is a common prayer for those in my community.
Wow.
You sure he wasn't in Red Bank, Tennessee?
It's going to be a rough few years, boy.
Let me tell you. Now, he still has to be confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess is it's going to sail. I don't think the Democrats are going to put up a lot of opposition to him. Unlike Ashcroft. There was a good deal of opposition to Ashcroft's confirmation as Attorney General. But the Democrats don't have the horses to stop him, I don't think. And as a result, I think they're just going to move out of the way and let him go through.
Well, Well, he's not. I mean, obviously, he's going to continue Ashcroft's legacy in terms of, you know, what you were talking about before about overriding. Well, this wasn't Ashcroft, but the Patriot Act, obviously, he's going to be that guy as well.
Oh, no, he is going to be four square on the side of the Patriot Act. He will probably look as an attorney general to implement the provisions of the Patriot Act that pertain to domestic law enforcement. He's going to enforce that to the letter. I guarantee you that.
But from all indications, he's not a religious fanatic. And
no,
that might
he was
be
raised good. A Catholic. He, you know, he's a Mexican American guy who, you know, he's one of those bootstraps, you know, American success story kind of things. Mm-hmm. I think it was his. He was the only member of his family to go on to college. He went to Harvard Law. He is on that level an American success story. How he went wrong by hanging out with George W. Bush is absolutely beyond.
I'm sure he thinks he went right, but there will be no public anointing or draping of statues whose boobs offend.
No oil, man?
No. Keep that behind closed doors.
I
like
was hoping.
Used to be. Yeah. So Judy's going to be on the phone in a minute.
Judy's going to be on the phone.
Brendan's coming in later.
Brendan's coming in to talk a little bit about movies. And we got the liberal agenda.
And
we come back here on Air America Radio.
Groovy.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Eminem and Rock and Chatter Entertainment's all that matters. Moving easy, good vibrations, soul review and ragged rhythm. Bluegrass, hip-hop, jazz and metal, R&B, we push the pedal. Elvis, Elk, you left the center, college football, Mexicana. Trackers talking, Brewer cackles, wise guy babble, all the scandals. Bella Houston, Philly balls in traffic, first and weather's now on play-by-play. And James Lippert, this B.R.I. and Howard Stern.
Live in Tehran,
New York Times calls it an impressive tool. CNN says it's a must-have for travelers. And the Wall Street Journal claims it worked flawlessly. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete and secure access to anything on your office PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. It's fast, it's easy, and it's secure. Log in from any computer in the world, and GoToMyPC will allow you to work with all your programs and files, email, and network resources, just like you were sitting at your desk. Stop carrying your bulky laptop everywhere. No more copying important files back and forth between computers. Try it free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SiriusRadio. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SiriusRadio. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days. You'll love it.
Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, and this is your Daily Money Makeover. Jill needs help in starting an allowance program with her children. My advice after this.
Federal college loan rates are now at their lowest levels in history. So if you currently have high-interest student loans, it's time to refinance. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. With one call, you could be on your way to saving thousands. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE.
Jill has questions about her kids' allowances.
I have a question about children and allowance. I understand that the work equals money philosophy. How do you balance that with contributing to your household through doing chores?
Well, we do both. If we only contribute to the household just because you're a member of the family, and you should do that, you lose all the teachable moments of earned money. And that you lose the ability to give them the emotional connection between work and money, that work creates money.
Mm-hmm.
At our house, we have both things we do. Some things you do because I said so. But in other words, they're for the good of the family, and I just want you to do them, and I do stuff for you, and you're going to do stuff for me. And other things we do as a part of our commission program, work, get paid, don't work, don't get paid, so that they earn money, and with the earned money, they think differently about saving, about spending, and about giving.
This has been your Daily Money Makeover with best-selling author and America's most trusted source for financial straight talk, Dave Ramsey.
Stuart, how are those hedges coming, little man?
Dad!
Sorry, you're not little. You're 5. And you're holding a 10-horsepower gas hedge trimmer. I should watch myself, huh? So, fire her up and show those hedges who they're messing with.
But I could get hurt.
Don't focus on the negative. Come on, go get them, killer! Ah, that's the battle cry of the lawn warrior. Now, steady the blade! Where are those hedges?
Dad!
Think of the tremor as an extension of your arm. Come on, keep that arm away from the cat. Oh, and the neighbor's new car.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Dad, make it stop.
Come back here. You can do the neighbor's shrubs after you finish ours.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Yes! With God! It's been a very spiritual day here. 34 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Amen.
It really has been.
Yeah,
it is. You know, it's like I'm feeling a little grounded spiritually. Let's take a call from Nebraska. I think this might be our first Nebraska call. He's probably streaming. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Morning, Mark and Mark.
Hey, what's up?
Well, once again, liberal media spinning the truth to their own narrow, tiny political agenda.
Do I have to deal with
this
today?
You lost, and now you can't deal with it, and so you just spin and spin and spin, and it's just a constant whining.
Oh, no,
it's liberal whining.
Oh, no, I hate when it's... Oh, help me, Riley. Oh, my God. Oh, no, it's happening. My thoughts are starting to change. I'm becoming him. Oh, no.
Now, Pennsylvania.
Other pleasures are not...
Live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservative way to wake up with Mark the Shark Maron.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, neocons. It's 20 after the hour here on Radio Halliburton. Halliburton, no bid, no problem. Yeah, I'm so excited about W getting 4 more years. I don't think I can hold it anymore. Wipe that off your face, liberals. There's freedom all over it. Grab your ankles, pinkos. W's got a mandate, and not the kind of mandate you like, Carrie Ferry mandate. I'm John Kerry. I'm going back to France and marry my boyfriend, Jacques. Sorry, what? Too much brie, I guess. Hey, Democrats, next time. Hey, Democrats, next time you should run a real man like Hillary. Ah, yeah, there you go. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, second term, we're going to start drilling an Arctic wildlife preserve for oil, baby. That's right, but the liberals don't want to hurt the animals. Here's what Mark the Shark says to that. Hey there, caribou. Yeah. Hey, look, there's a polar bear. Oh, there's a little baby shield. Oh, give a little baby shield. Oh, America needs gas, baby. Hey, I'm sorry, not that kind. Let's make a call. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, those damn liberals, feminists.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. That's why we won and you lost, liberals. But hey, Mark the Shark's not a sore winner. He's willing to reach out to Democrats. Yeah. Whoa, bipartisan. Hey, it's 24 after the hour. Time for the Neocon Power Weather Forecast. In the red states, sunshine, warm. Blue states, cold, drizzle, sleet. But you'll be wearing your flip-flops anyway, losers. Nah. Stick around, Neocons. We'll be back with Toby Keith. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Don't touch that dial, Patriot. We'll be back with Right and Early.
happened?
What just happened, man? Were we off the air? Did someone hit me?
I don't know. Might have been.
That was weird. I don't.
Did your head hurt?
I think I gotta go to the doctor.
Uh-oh.
Hey, wait, Judy Gold's on the phone. Let's go. Hey, Judy Gold, good morning, comedian Judy Gold.
Good morning, Mark. Where were you at the party last night?
I go to sleep at 7:30, Judy. And another thing, I wasn't asked to be on that dumb festival.
No, the tough crowd party.
Oh, damn.
I go to sleep at
7:30, and I couldn't make it. How was it?
You know what you should do, Mark? You should live in an assisted living.
Oh, God. It's nice talking to you, Judy. Have a good morning. How was the party, man?
It was fun. They played a little video. They put a little tape together.
Yeah.
You know, free alcohol.
Are you sad that Tough Crowd's over?
You know, I really was doing Tough Crowd.
I did, too. You know, I used to get all this mail sort of like, how can you do that with those guys? Those guys are idiots.
Same.
You did, too?
Yeah.
But they don't realize we've known each other for, like 20 years.
Oh, I know. I said, and they're like, how do you let them talk to you like that? I'm like, we're like war buddies.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a game. We're a bunch of yelling clowns.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was fun. And then I went to the New York Comedy Festival party, and it was...
Yeah.
Same people, so it's really a lot of fun.
See, I wouldn't go to that, because I don't know. Are you part of the festival?
I opened for Roseanne on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, Roseanne Barr?
Yes.
How was she?
She was good. I mean, I didn't really stay. All right, so I'm lying.
How did she look? Was she okay? Was she together?
She looked together. She's thinner.
Yeah.
She did a lot of political stuff. They told me not to do any political stuff.
Well, I'm sure that came down from her orders.
Yeah, so I didn't. But her whole act was political.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what was her angle?
That she's a right-wing conservative that
no.
hates gays and Jews.
Get out of here.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. So what do you think, man? How are you feeling? Are you starting to bounce back a little since the horrendous...
You know what? I look at his face. I can't believe it. I really thought, deep in my heart, that Kerry was going to win.
Yeah, I did too, actually.
Yeah, me too.
And Riley had him by 8 points.
Yeah. How much for my punditry?
Yeah, I'm with you. The thing is that I can't believe that half of the country, 50% of the country, thinks the complete opposite that I do.
Well, I don't know if it's quite half of the country.
Right.
I think, you know, half of the people that voted, some people are arguing that not even that many. And there's a lot of Democrats in all those red states. And I'm trying to tell people to stop looking at that dumb map.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing now? What do you got coming up? You're going to do this Alan King thing?
I'm doing the Alan King thing on Monday, which is my birthday. My CD just came out.
Oh, really? Congratulations on your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm 68 years old.
Oh, 5 years older than Dick Cheney.
Right, but I'm going to get a deal. I'm going to get a sitcom deal. I swear to God. It's going to be about an incontinent woman who does stand-up.
Oh, no. That sounds really fun.
What do you think?
I think it sounds
great. And
she's
incontinent. So, she'll be anywhere, and all of a sudden, she'll just... Okay. What do you think? It's great. I'm going to go pitch it.
Oh, I think that sounds great, Judy.
Yeah.
What's your CD called?
It's called Judith's Roommate Had a Baby.
Jeez. That's about your mom?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm gay. And
yeah. You're gay?
Oh, I'm
no.
sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, Mom, I'm gay. Anyway, so when Henry, our older son, was born.
Yes.
Sharon had Henry. I didn't. I adopted him. I had Ben, who's the younger one. But when,
so you and your lover each had a baby.
I wouldn't say lover.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Significant
anyway,
other. What do you call her?
I call her my partner, but now she's actually, we're separated. So,
what do you call her?
Huh?
What do you call her now?
Pretty.
I'm sorry.
No, but when she had Henry,
yeah.
By that time, you know, we had only lived together for 12 years, so no one had suspected anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, my mother told her, this is what she told everyone.
Yeah.
Judith's roommate had a baby. And then Judith adopted him. I'm like, yeah, Ma, we were splitting the rent. And I was like, hey, I should probably pay for half of that kid as well. I mean, it's an expense. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
And she still like that?
No, she knows she's funny. So
yeah.
No, she's good about it. But I, at one point I said, if you don't start telling people the truth,
mm-hmm.
Then you're not seeing the child. And then it was like, yeah.
Oh, then all of a sudden she's proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird when you start talking about your mom or your dad and they act. Then all of a sudden they're like, they're your writers. They're like, yeah, maybe what you should do with
right.
me.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And then this is what I get. I want residuals. I said, well, I spent them all on therapy. So that's it. You're done. I don't owe you a cent.
So where can I get the CD?
JudyGold.com.
Uh-oh. Do you sing on the site?
Do you like that?
JudyGold.com. Yeah. What, is there other fun stuff to do at the Judy Gold site?
There are. There's games. You can win a CD.
Do you have those tapes of your mother on the site?
Yeah, we have a lot of, and we have quotes, mother quotes.
Oh, yeah?
That are, like, because some of the things that come out of her mouth are so utterly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a few quotes.
Oh, those are always funny.
Yeah.
My mother, like, she lives in Florida, and they're
what? Wait, let's go back. Wait. Whoa. Is she Jewish?
Yeah.
And where does she live?
Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
She must feel so isolated.
I know. It's scary down there.
Yeah.
She's very frightened all the time. No, I call it like the hurricanes were going on. They were about to hit. They were starting to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her up. I go, are you okay with the hurricane? She goes, yeah, I tried to jog today. It was too windy. that was her bra.
Did you just see the news where, like, your mother's jogging and then all of a sudden she flies away?
Yeah, she's in a tree. She winds up in Tennessee somewhere.
Air America's Mark Maron's mother.
Yeah.
Found in a tree. Where does she live? In Boca?
She lives in Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood, Florida, because she thought that she was moving closer to you.
she's a character. So, you know, Arafat died. Did you know that? Oh, no. What's the matter? Don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Were you brought up to think that, like, he was, like, the most evil man alive?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
You know what? He kind of was pretty evil.
Yeah, I know he was. Absolutely.
Okay. You know, look, the guy, I'm shocked that he died because he seems to be doing really well. First of all, with his undisclosed illness.
Yeah.
What, can you tell me, it's 2004, what illness is undisclosed that they can't figure out what he has?
Wait, if they did, now they have to name it after him.
Yeah, right, and the French won't allow, the French hospitals, actually under French law, they weren't allowed to say what killed him.
Well, now it's officially Arafat syndrome.
Yeah.
And he is going to be buried in Jerusalem.
No, he's not. Egypt.
I'm kidding.
I thought he was going to be buried at the compound, and they were going to make a shrine out of it. I thought that the funeral service.
Oh no, you're right. It is Egypt. Egypt. The funeral is in Egypt
because the
burial is in Ramallah.
Don't want to go to Israel.
Right.
Well, this is kind of heavy now. What? Come on. The thing about him.
I mean, really. Come on.
What? How?
The problem with they have been offered 99.9% of things that they have asked for, and they do not want Israel to exist as a Jewish state, and that's it. That's all they don't care about anything else but getting rid of the Jews.
Wow, you're hilarious this morning.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You think
that?
Yeah, it's great.
The thing about Arafat was, though, if you're going to look at someone who really is a commander, he's hot.
Yeah,
you
know? In the 70s. Let me ask you about this Alan King thing real quick, because I've met Alan King a few times before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you did? Before?
Yeah, before. I've not talked to him since.
Right.
But not a nice man, really, to me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really nice to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
He was always really nice and supportive, you know, and when I worked on Rosie, he said to me, quit.
Exactly. You're just taking up space. You know, I could be working.
He said, you got to perform. You're going to die. He said he wrote for Ed Sullivan.
Oh, quit the show. I thought you meant quit doing comedy.
No, quit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, Mark. Very nice. How many times have people said that to you and I didn't bring it up, okay?
Someone once asked me very seriously after I got off stage, this guy who worked in the press years ago when I was just starting out looked at me and goes, why comedy?
No way.
Yeah, just not you know, quit or anything. Just why comedy? Why would you decide to put us through whatever you just put us through? All right, so where is it quickly, Judy? And I got to get out of here. Where is it?
I miss you, Mark.
I miss you, too. We're going to have to get together outside of Tough Crowd now and smooch.
I know. Mark and I kind of make out sometimes.
Oh,
wow.
But I have to say one thing about Mark. He wears, like, old man T-shirts underneath his shirt.
Okay.
All right?
I know. You guys made fun of my back for some reason.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mark, come on.
I don't have...
Changing in the Tough Crowd green room, I'm like... Who wears a tight undershirt underneath the shirt?
I did that when I wear a nice shirt, so it wouldn't... You know what? I got to go, Judy.
You look hot.
I love you.
You look hot.
All right. I love you. It's
I
nice
love you.
And, okay, take
More
care.
Socks. I hate them.
Okay, good.
All right, bye.
That's Judy Gold. We'll be back at 47 past the hour, Air America Radio.
MorningSedition.com. Our guests. Our comedy. Your blog. MorningSedition.com. Courtesy of Air America Radio.
When I wear black... Even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it.
I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Fox redefines suspense with the critically acclaimed series 24. Now we're redefining the medical drama with a groundbreaking new show from the director of X-Men. Meet Dr. Gregory House and his extraordinary team of doctors. Together, they take on the cases that no one else can solve.
I'm not talking about a treatment. I'm talking about a cure.
Disease has met its match. House, a new drama premiering this Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on Fox.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Don't settle for stale talk radio. Get guaranteed freshness with the new Stephanie Miller Show. Irreverent comedy and liberal attitude. All freshness dated for your protection. Get fresh with Stephanie Miller. 9 p.m. Eastern on Sirius Left 143. Right after the Young Turks and before Alan Cole. Sirius Left and Stephanie Miller, the Freshmakers.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about, how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you've got to check out StubHub.com. Started by two season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com. Got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
StubHub!
What do you do when your teenager is disrespectful to your spouse? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Your daughter says, "I hate you. You're the worst mom in the world." Or she lets a few choice words fly at your husband. What do you do? Well, you can just ignore it and let your spouse and child work it out. But what kind of message does that send to your child? They need to see a unified mom and dad. Parents who support each other with words and actions. If you don't like the way your spouse handled or treated your child, talk it out privately. Otherwise, send a clear, firm, and unified message to your child. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find out about ways you can build a stronger family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
AIDS has killed more children worldwide than there are in all the great schools in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Atlanta, and Miami combined. The time to do something is now. The place is apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
A public service announcement brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
thing like a microphone thing. Like a microphone thing. Like a microphone
thing. Yeah. I always like got your
ass. Hey, man, that's Bust the Bus you're playing over there.
The 62 Fast the Hour are going to land this thing. I'm
Thanks,
Mark
Brendan, you
that was,
creep.
That was Mark Riley in a private moment that we captured and put the music. Brendan McDonald, P.W. McDonald, in the studio after, you know, he's been on the peanut butter adventure path for year, for months now. What is it, 3 or 4 weeks, actually?
Yeah, right? Yeah, since the end of last month.
Because the allergy has been lifted.
Peanut we're, Buck Weiland. That's
we're
going to
go into
doing.
The Peanut Diaries next week. Yeah, but right now
I'm keeping a list.
Good, good. Because right. We wanted to. We it's most people experiment with drugs. Brendan experimenting with peanut products.
I'm smoking them too. So that's, just I think I'll good. Shoot them next.
Yeah, no, no. Once you start with the needle, there's no coming back.
That's right.
Just.
Boy, a filbert fiend.
Yeah. Just the idea of him, like, you know, melting down the miniature Reese's in a spoon.
Quick, grab me a Twizzler. I gotta tie my arm off here, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm bad, man. I'm strung out on just peanut oil. I don't even care about the flavor anymore. Just the peanut oil. So I'm like, I'm gonna go see this Kinsey film that's coming out only because of this piece that apparently conservative groups are pre-protesting this movie about Alfred Kinsey, who did the Kinsey Report, the original sort of sex survey of what people, you know, think of sex and sexual behaviors of regular people. And already there's a quote here from, what's her name, Brandy Swindell.
Brandy
Swindell, head of a college-oriented group called Generation Life, all right, says, Alfred Kinsey, can I try and do a Brandy voice? Alfred Kinsey is responsible in part for my generation being forced to deal face-to-face with the devastating consequences of sexually transmitted diseases, pornography, and abortion. Oh, you mean reality? You mean life? You're going to blame that on Kinsey? You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, she should blame it on Kinsey. Good. I'm glad he made us face those realities.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't even think that's what she's addressing. Is it this guy? I just basically, you know, ask Americans and people, you know, what their sexual practices were, and if anything, he at least made people less ashamed and more willing to sort of embrace their fetishes. So, you know, the last thing you want to do is, you know, be horrified by the fact that, you know, you might, you know, like your, you know, toes sucked
off. Did it ever dawn on Brandy that, like, maybe without Kinsey she wouldn't be here?
Right.
You know, I mean, like, maybe her parents might have thought of something different that night.
But the truth of the matter is, even with as hypersexualized as the society is and as much information as there is out there, you know, even, you know, people that we both know, you know, if people are going to be repressed and uncomfortable sexually, they're going to be repressed and uncomfortable sexually, whether or not they know everything or whether, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's a personal preference thing, but it's like, it's just interesting that they are immediately demonizing somebody who brought to light things that people should know about.
Well, here's the Witten wisdom of Brandy Swindell. Quote, if this was a true documentary, they would have included more negative information. Unquote. Kinsey is a feature film starring Liam Neeson.
Mm.
Not a documentary, a feature film.
Yeah, they're already starting to spin it. But I did see I did see Sideways, and you saw it as well?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
Isn't that a great movie? Finally a movie. I love it when movies embrace sort of like, you know, the sadness and disappointment and small triumphs.
Well, that's
life.
What people should know if they're going to go see it. It's not a laugh riot. It's an honest movie that's very sad on a lot of levels, but especially on the level of, you know, I kind of looked at it from like an East Coast liberal perspective, and here is a bunch of West Coast, you know, artisans in some way, and you realize that there's a big reason why we can't really organize when we're dealing with all the neuroses.
What is the plot of this movie?
Well, it's just a couple of guys who have known each other for years. They're very different sort of versions of the, you know, injured male ego. One guy's about to get married. The other guy's his buddy from college.
The alcoholic.
And the college guy takes him on a tour of the wine country. And the guy who's about to get married, you know, wants nothing more than just to tie one on and get into trouble. And they both end up sort of, you know, melting down because of their selfishness by the end of the movie, and there's a little resurrection at the end.
Yeah, and there's a mirror to pretty much anyone who's going to go see it is going to see something in themselves.
Oh, yes. Thomas Hayden Church stole the movie. There are no blacks in it.
Well, then I won't see anything of myself in it.
I don't know if that, I'm not sure that's
not true, right?
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, that is not true.
Wait, you mean Samuel L. Jackson's in the movie?
No, but you'll see something.
Denzel Washington?
There's a guy who went running down the street.
Chris
naked.
Tucker?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The weird thing is I watched, I saw The Last Detail the other night, and you know, these kind of movies were made back then, where that really examined the sort of pain of being human. Yeah. The id, yeah. That's a good way to talk. Thanks for chatting there, PW.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the Liberal Agenda. One, for Veterans Day, pay homage to the tradition of wearing a poppy by smoking large amounts of opium. Two, pay homage to Arafat by getting in a hostile, intractable argument with your neighbor. Three, plan for the new Hispanic Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, by having the phrase, U.S. out of my uterus, translated into Spanish. Four, as part of gradual phase-out, adjust attitude about voter fraud from rage to indignation. And five, phrase of the day, quote, I just hope somebody will be able to get John Ashcroft's skid marks off the Bill of Rights, man, end quote.
Let's hope. Let's pray.
What do we got?
Well,
I feel better today, Riley. This is a fun
you
show.
Feel, yeah, we had fun today. We definitely had fun today. And believe me, we got some guests coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who they are, I have no idea. But we'll be here. Marin, Riley, PW, Larson, the whole nine on Air America Radio. Have a good day.